United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Let's go! Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on the 25th of November. It is the Monday before Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And I'm sitting with me. I have both Ben and Six, and I'm going to dodge out of here for a moment, and they're going to take over. Oh, my goodness. And Six is going to be in charge. Ben's going to be here. Jeff's on his way in, and I'm going to make a run, and I'm going to come back. Talk about live radio. You know, you got to tell the truth. You know, you don't want.
Yeah.
Your mic's not up. Turn on too.
Live radio.
Live radio.
Live radio.
And this is called the Harlem Shake Steeler Original.
Harlem Shake Steeler Original.
And just so that you know that the Steelers, if you didn't know, the Steelers. You know the Steelers? You know what the Steelers did yesterday?
No, what'd they do?
They beat the Browns.
So, what's new?
Oh. You know, nothing new. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. And they beat the Browns. Isn't that something that's, like, ordained by God or something because it happens religiously on every Sunday they play together?
No, but they don't quite get it.
Browns fans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
no matter how great they think they are, they will never be a Steeler.
True. Mm-hmm. Even though the guy that owns them now once owned a part of the Steelers.
And that's okay. He can, you know, I would own the franchise too if you gave me opportunity to own the franchise. I just want you to know.
No. I think the Rooneys just set him up.
No.
So he can destroy the team so the Pittsburgh Steelers always beat him. It's a conspiracy. No. That's what Jeff is going to say.
No. It's not a conspiracy. No.
But that's what Jeff is going to say.
Who cares what Jeff said? Jeff doesn't know. Jeff thinks he knows, but Jeff, you know, Jeff doesn't know. Jeff
knows.
Jeff, no. Mark knows it all. Jeff knows everything.
And I know nothing?
No, that's Obama.
I didn't say that, guys. That wasn't me. That was Tracy.
The only thing the president knows is what he sees on television.
He saw it on... He saw it on CNN.
That's right.
That's what he said. I don't forget what event that was.
Oh.
Something he said, I didn't know until I saw it on CNN.
The IRS thing. The IRS thing.
Well, you know what? The president, if he really wanted to increase his IQ, he would probably listen to us.
What was that, Six? Obamacare smoker cost?
Yeah.
Non-smoker 708? Smoker 3,000. Ooh, talk about a cigarette tax.
That's under 59, over 59, 708.
Ooh, couple.
$5,900.
Yes.
If you're old as dirt.
And you smoke,
you're hit.
That's how much you're getting.
$11,352?
Yes.
Now, that's what you call.
To become insured.
That's what you call a tax.
Yes. And I guarantee you, because the government's in control now, they will take a nicotine test.
Ooh, you can't take a nicotine test. That's against my rights.
You don't have any constitutional rights no more because the government now owns your health care.
Mm-hmm. So if you want health care.
See, you forgot. They passed all this mess, people forgot that.
Have any of you been on the site yet?
No.
No.
You have been?
No, I've got a girl coming in on tomorrow. She's going to talk
about
being on the site. And
you got to see what the costs are if you're a diabetic.
No. But I thought
they
can't discriminate
against
pre-existing conditions.
Let's just put it like this. When that senator said to Obama, you lie, in his speech to the American public,
yeah,
he lied.
Who lied?
He lied.
Joe Wilson lied?
Nope. The president.
Oh, he didn't lie.
He lied.
Nope, he didn't lie.
He couldn't lie any flatter if he was on his back.
He didn't lie. You're getting it all wrong.
He lied.
He didn't lie.
He lied.
No, he didn't. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You know what? Today is open mic. And today's Monday. And we're here, and you're there, and we want to hear from you. Don't know. There's a lot that happened over the weekend. I want to talk about this nuclear arms.
Nuclear
Iran.
Oh, the Iran thing.
Yeah, the Iran thing. The Iran thing. And right now Saudi Arabia is upset. Israel is upset. And they did it like in the cloak of the night. On a weekend, what song was that? There was a song out about in the night. But whatever it is, in the night, it was in the night. And now...
In the still of the night.
In the still, something. They did it in the night. So so that you really can't pay attention to what happened, and you're not going to get all of it. That was really bad.
Is it one of those deals where the Americans are going to sign it and we'll read it later?
No, I don't even think they're going to sign it.
It's a treaty that we're going to sign and read it later.
No, we're not even going to read it. We're just going to sign it. Why read? Reading is overrated. I thought you knew.
Well, according to the Democrats, you don't need to do it anymore.
No. Who is that over there making noise?
That's me.
Ben. Oh, Sticks, you sound like a frog.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
You were eating frog soup over the weekend?
Yeah.
That's all I can afford anymore.
Ben.
I got to go out and get my frog legs.
Brent, you can afford more.
Did you hear about the guy in Montana that was fishing? And he's a mountain guy. He just lives off the land. And they got him for fishing without a fishing license. He said, I don't need a fishing license because I have a right to eat.
Yeah?
So they took him to court. And I don't know if he's won or lost yet, but he even refuses to recognize the validity of the court.
Was it his own land he was fishing on?
No, he was fishing in a creek. He was fishing in a creek. I'm not sure whose land it was on, but it was in a creek.
I think that's very important.
I don't think so, because he's using his argument is that he lives off the land.
You can live off
the
land all you want. If I own that creek and that's my
food
source, I'm going to show.
Where did licensing for killing deer hunting fishing license, where did all that come from?
Well, it came to stop over hunting is what happened. I mean, that's what
it worked
for conservation.
It's conservation, and it worked wonderfully.
What about, they're knocking out deer everywhere. Okay, so now, what about fish?
Same thing.
More deer are killed by cars than hunters these days.
So women, fish.
Bless you. God bless you.
I thought you said you were done with drums. Use that handout stuff. That's for you. And there's tissues over there. What is going on here? You ate a frog over the weekend. Now you want to come back and give us froggy.
Oh, I guarantee I'm not contagious anymore. Way past the contagious part.
How do you know?
That's what they all say.
Now we just got a frog in our throat now.
I had that frog for a while.
You should have seen me on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, when I called you, you sounded bad.
Oh, man.
I didn't call you and say, hey, Six, you want to come in and hang out? I did none of that.
See, you gave it to me now.
Oh, no.
See?
No.
No, actually, I don't know. If you were a Browns fan, I could say it's like choking.
Hey, what happened to the Indiana Colts yesterday, too? Indianapolis Colts?
I think the Colts.
They
lost
stayed home.
Too.
They stayed home yesterday.
And the Broncos lost.
They stayed home. I guess they had a stay home party. It was cold outside.
Kansas
in some places.
City lost.
Steelers won. What?
Yeah.
Are they getting better now?
Well, let's see. They're 5-2 in their last 7 games.
Is that good or bad?
It's okay, but
it's not Steelers.
Yeah, it doesn't make up for the 0-4 start.
Well, they had a rough start. And then can they still make it to the Super Bowl and to the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they make it to the playoffs, anybody who makes it to the playoffs can make it to the Super Bowl.
Will the Browns make it to the playoffs?
I don't know about that, but they just lost their Super Bowl yesterday.
Well, no, that was a super dream.
Did you see that stadium was cleared out by the second quarter?
Where were they? Where were they going?
I don't know. They probably went to go to the bar to drink their sorrows away for another... Actually, we play them again in 2. But you know what? Even when the Steelers were 0-4, I said, don't worry about it. And everybody said, well, why not? Why should we worry about it? You know, Steeler fans. I said, well, we play the Browns twice.
That was our first game, right?
That's why I really didn't get worried.
So there's redemption, right?
Right.
So the Browns can come out of this.
No, we play the Browns. The Steelers play the Browns twice a year.
Right.
So there's 2 wins guaranteed, you know, for the most part.
But they can come out of the Browns can come out of this as a winner in one of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually watched an entire football game yesterday.
I wasn't going to say anything when you said it earlier, Sticks, because I thought you were fabricating something.
No, I'm serious.
You told me that you watched the game with your son yesterday.
That's right.
What's up with that? Was NASCAR broke?
NASCAR's done for till February.
Oh, they don't race in the snow?
Yeah. Well,
and
they finished up
oddly
2 weeks
enough,
ago.
You're going to laugh, but I may be down there in February at Daytona.
Ooh. I would like to do
that.
That's on my bucket list.
What, to go to Daytona?
Daytona for the whole period, the whole 2-week period. Daytona's on our bucket list, and Charlotte for the whole All-Star week deal is also on our bucket list. Take a trailer down there, and do the whole, do all the, all this peripheral stuff and go to all the events.
Go down there on it. You're going to take the trailer.
Why do you need a bucket list?
Yeah, why isn't it?
All you got to do is say, hey, listen, God, you could take me as soon as the Browns win the Super Bowl. You don't need a bucket list.
He wants to do it before he dies.
That's what I said. You don't need a bucket list. You're never going to die.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. So you don't need a bucket list if you're never going to die.
Who's going to die?
Anybody who makes a deal with God saying, listen, you can take him in the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Ben, what is up with you and deals with God? God doesn't make deals.
I didn't know that. I never talked to him.
That's the problem.
He listens.
That's all I do is obey.
Who?
All I got to do is listen.
Who?
Me.
Obey what?
Boy, if she has to ask what, we're in trouble.
You obey who?
My inner self.
Well, that's the problem.
No.
Yeah. Because your inner self has issues. I'll say it out loud.
What issues?
Being Ben.
Ben is Ben.
That's what I'm saying. Ben has issues.
There's nothing wrong being Ben.
Ben has issues.
No, if Ben was a Browns fan, I say you got, yeah, there's, you got a problem.
Jeff has issues. But there are a lot of Browns fans out there, guys. There really are. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Diva, your mic is on. What else did I want to bring up before we go to my top, my break? I got 3 minutes
well,
before I go to break, and I got to get out of here.
We got the nuclear option in the Senate. I think, I'll tell you what.
Have you, not, you haven't been here, huh?
Yeah.
You weren't here since the nuclear option, have you?
I was listening Friday.
Okay, go ahead.
But I think the Democrats are going to rue the day they did this.
Who do you think? That's what I'm thinking.
Because I guarantee you, if somebody dies in the Supreme Court, if the Republicans take control of the Senate in 14, and somebody kicks off in the Supreme Court, they will not fill that vacancy until after President Obama's out of office.
Why won't they fill it?
Because they don't have.
Because they won't approve anybody.
Who won't approve it?
The Senate. Now that they've done it by simple majority.
Yeah.
If the Republicans got control, they won't approve a single thing. They just took away, this system was designed to have to create a coalition of the unwilling.
Ooh.
And now you want direct democracy?
Ooh.
You ain't going to like direct democracy.
It was a bad idea. I don't think
so. You know, and we've had the discussion about changing the way the states issue electoral college votes.
Yes.
It's the same, kind of the same
it is.
Argument.
It is. But I will say this. I don't think this is good for our democracy, no matter who's in charge, whether it be Republican and or Democrat.
We need to quit saying that word. We do not live in a democracy.
We live in a representative government.
Representative republic.
Let me say this.
And it was designed to keep the minority from the tyranny of the majority.
Listen here. I hate to say this. I think America lost a lot of its freedoms and a lot of its voice with the nuclear option.
Well, I've been looking at the history of this. And up until George W. Bush,
yeah.
Very rarely was a judicial nominee filibustered. The Democrats started this with George Bush's judicial nominations. They started this trend. I mean, every time they start one of these trends, when it turns against them, they want to change the rules.
But this is the issue. Whether it be Republican or Democrat, people are people.
Right.
And what they have done is they have weakened the nation.
Yes.
And they've weakened the nation because Republicans are dirty. They will lay in the cut. And power will change.
Always does.
So what are they going to do when the power changes? Yeah. And how is that going to hurt America then, and how is it going to hurt America mm-hmm. now? Because if you got wackadoodles in there today and you've got total power in there tomorrow, you're losing that which we have died for.
Well, Ben Franklin said, a democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for supper. Think about
that's
it.
That's exactly what
it is. And that's exactly what it is.
Two wolves. You got to dissect that for me a little bit.
Everyone faces challenges in there.
Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for supper.
Two wolves.
Not what's for supper. Who's for supper.
Right.
Who? Two wolves and a sheep, which means, because you're getting on a little slow, which means you've got the sheep getting ready to get eat.
Right.
Just checking.
Because he's only got one vote. Mm-hmm. That's democracy.
Okay. And what do we have?
We have a system through our representative republic that's designed to protect the sheep from the wolves.
And what do we have?
And we just turned it around to...
Two sheep and a wolf.
Two wolves and a sheep.
What about
with a simple majority. The closer you get to direct democracy, the more you get, the closer you get to a dictatorship.
Ooh.
Because you can have a dictatorship of the majority.
And we've seen this example run its course in Greece.
Yes.
We've seen it happen in the Roman Republic because they were a representative republic also at one point in time.
Is that before the fall?
Well, that's before,
that was before the fall of Rome?
Well, no, no. That was before Rome was sacked.
Okay.
But, yes, and before Rome was sacked, it was weakened from the inside because, and it's the same thing, they decided that they had to give the people more and more free things, more entertainment, more people being killed in the Colosseum. You know, and all that stuff costs money.
Like football.
Right? Exactly. Not like football, but, you know, they used to feed the people. You know, so people actually were lazy and didn't want to work.
Right, exactly what happened in Rome is what slowly appears to be happening here.
That's
because,
what I'm asking.
Because the power base was inside the city of Rome. So as long as you kept the people in Rome happy, they would vote for whatever you wanted.
Okay.
And the thing is, if you look at the last Electoral College, it's happening again.
Yes.
They were pulling the wealth out of the countryside and bringing it into the city of Rome.
Okay.
And then what happened?
Well, then the people in the countryside decided to go, in the words of Ayn Rand, go gulp and quit working and go to Rome and get free food.
Mm-hmm.
So the government passed a law that said you cannot leave the farm.
Which did happen in Rome.
They even said you cannot take up another occupation other than your father's.
At one point in time.
Basically, they enslaved everybody except the people who lived in the big cities.
Yep. And
just to feed the big cities to hold political
and
power.
And what eventually happened was the Senate was disbanded, and you had a total dictatorship. Or what we would term as a communist government, ruled by the very, very, very few. And then the country got weak from inside and was easily attacked from the outside, which is what I think is going to happen to us.
You really think it's going to happen? I mean, that sounds such gloom and doom. And I'm going to come.
But it's, in history, it's happened over and over again. Why shouldn't it happen to us?
I mean, why shouldn't it happen to us?
You know, we're not smart enough to learn from history. You know, we're not smart enough to learn from that. So I guess it's going to happen to us.
Black and yellow, 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 black and yellow. You know what it is. Come on, everything we do, we do.
The coaches.
You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. When you see me on the scene,
that was after the Super Bowl.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
A couple 4 years ago.
Automatic start. Something to push.
How do you know? How do you know it was a fishbowl?
Because it looks like they were playing Seattle there.
Hey, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Local call, hold on. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, this is going to be in charge. God bless you guys. I'll see you on the other side of my break. We'll be right back.
Back in the gold.
Here we go.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go.
Talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm,
Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown police cited three businesses for selling alcohol to a minor. It was an undercover operation. The minor was an underage informant working for the police department. Employees at the High C Mart on High Street, the Petra Food Mart on South Avenue, and the Knox Building were ticketed for selling beer to the minor. A big scare at Trumbull Correctional Institute over the weekend. Police say an inmate held a corrections officer hostage with a handmade sharpened tool. The Ohio State Highway Patrol was called to help out, but prison staff was able to get everything under control before troopers got there. The Correctional Institute is in Warren Township, and according to its website, it has 1,500 prisoners and a security staff of 242. And it is something many Youngstown residents have been waiting for. A grocery store could be coming to downtown. The owner of the 16 WIC building says there will be a full-scale store by fall of next year. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Some of our area's finest training centers include TCTC Adult Training Center, Columbiana County Career and Technical Center Adult Education, Adult Career Center Mahoning County CTC, Chauffin CTC Adult Training Center, Eastern Gateway Community College, and ETI Technical College.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
4 hours of the best music in the world. Tune in Sundays from 1 till 4 p.m. for the Happy Polka Land Show. Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is the Sean Hannity Show. Between Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Marco and everybody else, we've got a rising group of young conservative stars that I feel very confident are going to solve problems and make the country a better place. And I'm tired of Republicans picking the next person in line.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. News Talk 600.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Call 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Rusty Humphries.
More people coming out attacking the Tea Party, right? I'm starting to say, you know what? Democrats, bring it on. I want more attacks of the Tea Party. I want to see more hate coming from the left. Why? I want the Democrats to continue to show their true colors.
News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, hello. This is Sticks in Charge, and Ben's here with me. And you're on WSOM 600 AM. This is Tracy and friends. How you doing today, Ben?
Oh, can't complain. Loving every minute of it. I mean, great weekend. You know, Ohio State won. The Browns didn't win, and I'm still alive.
Man, how does she listen to this stuff? She's got this thing turned up. She's blasting my ears out here.
Yeah, you can just take one ear off.
Just take one ear off. Let's try that. That works better.
Does that work better?
That works better. Yeah. Now I only have one ringing all afternoon.
Yeah, there you go. Not your cell phone ear.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, now we were talking earlier before we went to the break about the system being designed to protect the political minority.
Mm-hmm.
From the tyranny of the majority.
Yes.
And people don't understand that concept anymore. All I keep seeing on my Facebook thing here is, oh, we're in charge and we won, and you need to sit down and shut up because you're in the minority and this is democracy. And I'm not grasping that people don't understand why that's not a good thing for us.
Because they didn't learn their history. I mean, they don't study history. They don't see what happens when a certain segment of the population has total control and what they do to the minorities. People will put people in ovens and burn them. It has happened before. And, you know, if you think it's not going to happen again, you're wrong.
Well, it...
So, unfortunately, I mean, please, you know, learn your history.
Well, it always ends up that way, though. That's the problem.
It happened before, you know.
I mean, the system of government that we're being shoved towards, this direct democracy, social, or democratic socialist form of government, always ends up with barbed wire and gas chambers and firing squads.
Yes. Yes, especially when the system can no longer support itself. It looks for ways to cut costs. And when they control your Medicare and they want to cut costs, they just simply refuse to keep you alive. Why should we pay for his medicine? Why should we pay for the operation when we can't afford it because we're broke? And ladies and gentlemen, wake up. This country is broke.
The first example of where this Obamacare thing is going to end up was just a few months ago with that little girl, remember, with the lung transplant?
Yes. I remember hearing something about
her.
Yeah,
she was 12 years old. I believe she was 12 years old. And in order to get an adult lung transplant, you need to be 13.
Mm-hmm.
And her doctor said that she would survive it, that it was a good, you know, everything was good. Her parents wanted to do it.
And Kathleen Sebelius directly ordered that it not be done, and it finally took a court order from a judge to override the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Well, in my own case, I'm diabetic. I had a appointment at the Cleveland Clinic that was canceled because I don't have health insurance, and I can't afford health insurance. I mean, anybody who has tried to register it on the government website and has diabetes, and you look at the cost that you incur, I'm sorry, it's almost 1.5 times what I was paying before this all went awry. And I was dropped by my health care insurance company, so, which, you know, once again, Obama lied, you know. And I have to fault not just him, but any representative, elected representative that was in government, whether it be a congressman or a senator, that did not read that bill and voted for it, whether they voted for or against it, if they did not read it, I mean, listen, they didn't do their job. They should be fired.
Well, I agree. I mean, we really need to change. We're going to have to make a decision. Either we're going to be a democratic socialist country, like Europe,
mm-hmm.
or the libertarians have to take charge and we have to go back to reset and go back to the original founding principles that the country was birthed on. Because none of the stuff that's being done today was anywhere near what the founders had envisioned for the way this government was supposed to run. I mean,
you know, when it comes to the freedoms that this country has, even Sam Adams said that, you know, there's too much freedom. He's one of our founding fathers, but he actually stated that. He said, well, you know, I wish the British would win a battle just to teach the Americans a lesson, because he thought we had too many freedoms. So, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is that this argument, you know, over what everybody deserves to have and what everybody needs to have has been going on since the country was formed, probably before the country
was
formed.
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton was very much for a strong centralized government.
Exactly.
He wanted a central bank from the start. But, you know, a government that is strong enough to take care of all of your needs
mm-hmm.
is strong enough to take all your needs away.
Yes.
And not only that, true freedom is the freedom to fail. And when you've removed a man's freedom to fail, you've somehow strangled his ability to achieve. Because that's how human beings learn. They don't learn by success. They learn by failure.
Of course. That's just common sense. But in today's society, you're not given the opportunity to fail. Listen, I'm sorry you're not smart enough to get a job, and I'm sorry that you're not smart enough to take care of your own family, and, well, I'm sorry you're not smart enough. I mean, we're raising people to be stupid.
Well, not only that.
Because we're going to give you money for this, money for that. You know, you're going to have this, you're going to have that. I'm sorry. I don't think that's not the principles America was founded on.
But not only that. You know, we tell our there's two things that every child wants to do. They want to learn, and they want to work. Have you ever seen a 5 or 6-year-old that didn't want to help?
No, I've never.
And yet, we tell them, you can't go to work. You know, you can't have a job. You know, we had the VOAG kids in last Wednesday. I don't know if you were listening or not to any of that.
No, I wasn't, unfortunately.
But, you know, here you're talking high school kids. These kids are working 40 hours a week, going to high school, playing sports, and they're succeeding. And they're going to be winners in life. That vocational agriculture program, we had those people in here last week, they have to follow up on where those kids are at 2 years out from graduation, 2 years and 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher said that of all of the people in the last 4 years that he's done his follow-ups with, he's only had one that wasn't gainfully employed or in college.
Out of
170 a year. There's the average enrollment in that program down there is about 100 kids a year.
So you're saying less than 0.5% have
right
has failed.
But you're talking kids that are growing up with a whole different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids in the vocational agriculture programs, and even to a large extent a lot of the kids that end up out at Shofan, most of those kids come from a background where they've been working since they had diapers on.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them's parents have businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the winners in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing I do recall, I mean, I didn't have a choice. When I was 16, you know, they didn't say you can't play sports in school, but they said you will have a job. I don't care what you want to do. You're going to go to work. And I wanted to. You know, I was tired of asking my dad, hey, can I have a couple bucks here, can I have a couple bucks there? You know, and you know, you can't depend on the grass growing when it's cold outside, so you couldn't make money cutting grass. You can't depend on the snow falling. I wanted a dependable income. I wanted my own disposable income, and I was willing to work for it. And not only was I willing to work for it, I wanted to be the best at it, no matter what I did. Delivering papers, you know, when I was 12, you know, cutting grass when I started at 10 years old, and I don't understand today. I don't understand the society of today where people sit back and want things handed to them. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, if you're one of those people that sit back and you get things handed to you, you got to be ashamed of yourself. Really. You're a loser, in my book, because you're not able to do it yourself. You know? Now, there are exceptions.
There are
people that are handicapped. You know what? And you deserve a free ride. You know? And I have no problem helping you out. Because I want to. That's what America's about, helping those that can't help themselves. But if you're somebody that can help yourself and you're taking from people that cannot help themselves, man, how do you live with yourself?
Well, we need to get back to a take care of your neighbor.
Exactly.
Instead of expecting money to fall out from heaven, or in the words of Ben Bernanke, out of a helicopter.
Right, yeah.
You know, if you know your neighbor's in trouble, if you know your neighbor needs help, if you know your neighbor needs money,
mm-hmm.
go take care of your neighbor.
Better than that, yeah. And if you can take care of yourself, take care of yourself so America can take care of its needy.
Well, that's another thing. Broke people can't help nobody.
Of course. And people who aren't earning incomes and paying taxes aren't going to help anybody either.
But neither can people who aren't financially educated, and you know, you can earn $100 million a year, and if you blow $100 million a year,
I don't care. If you blow $100 million a year, it's your own money. I don't care.
Well, I don't care if you do either, but what I'm saying is you don't have anything left to help anybody with.
True. But at least you pay taxes on the money you earn.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I mean, recently we just had Veterans Day, all right? These are people that put their lives on the line so you could stay alive, so you can raise your children and have safety and not have to worry about things, okay? And yet we're having a hard time taking care of our veterans once they come back from this horrible war zone that they're in. And you know why we're having a hard time? Because there are people here that can take care of themselves that are abusing the system. I mean, I don't know how you live with yourself if you're doing that. You got to be ashamed of yourself, you know? And, you know, you see these people, they're proud because they're getting free things from the government, you know, and they're perfectly able of taking care of themselves, you know. I don't understand it. Now, I understand if you're uneducated or you're not smart enough to get educated or you're mentally handicapped, we should take care of you.
The problem is the system that we have created. It's not designed to help people.
No, it rewards.
It's designed to enslave people.
Exactly, exactly.
Instead of one of Tracy's favorite things to talk about is unemployment. There's two things about unemployment insurance that just make me absolutely insane.
One
is, say you're a married couple with a couple mm-hmm. of kids, and you decide that your wife is going to stay home with the children, or one spouse is going to stay home with the children. So you've mm-hmm. got one breadwinner in the family. And this breadwinner is working two jobs. If he loses one of them, they deduct what he was already earning off the first job or off the second job on his unemployment for the job he just lost. So he takes a double hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that makes me crazy. If a family is willing to make that sacrifice, or I don't even want to say for that sacrifice, if a family is willing to make that decision, what is the difference between one spouse working two jobs or two spouses working one job.
I don't see that there is a difference. And unfortunately, in today's society, I mean, let's face it, everybody has not one car. There's two cars, and there's two incomes usually. So there shouldn't be a difference.
But there is.
Yes, there is. Yeah, that's an unfair tax, but, you know.
And it's a slight against those who try to have a traditional family.
Right. So basically, today's society is awarding the losers because they want to create more losers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just unfortunate. Welcome back,
Tracy.
Hey.
That was a quick meeting.
Yeah, that was.
You guys thought I was going long, didn't you?
No, that was a... You know what it was? She wanted to go pick up a check. That's what it was. It wasn't a meeting.
She didn't bring us any food.
I know, and she went to a grocery store?
I didn't stop long enough.
You didn't stop long enough?
And I happen to know personally this grocery store has a bakery.
Oh, my gosh. With sweets in it, right?
Did you say Nevin's Bakery online?
I didn't say Nevin's Bakery.
Did you say
Nevin's
Bakery?
Did I say Nevin's Bakery? Nevin's Bakery. Tracy went to Nevin's Bakery and didn't even bring us a donut.
I know. Well, she was out there. At least she could have found Jeff and brought him back.
No, can't find Jeff.
He's missing? MIA?
MIA. Jeff's gone.
No worries.
Jeff's gone for the day?
Oh, well, who knows?
I've only got another 15 minutes, too, so.
That's right. Larry's on his way in.
Larry.
Larry Long.
Oh, good.
I'm kicking Ben out.
Good.
I'm gone.
Bring Larry in.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
I didn't bring the right kind of candy today.
You didn't bring any.
That's right.
So, you're fired.
Oh.
There you go. I can collect unemployment now.
Yeah, there you go.
Only 99.
Okay.
Oh, 99 weeks?
Is it 99 weeks?
Until they extend it another 99. I think it's almost for, you know how they give you executive life?
Yeah, well, here we're going to break, so we'll try to see you on the other side.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Buy a gift certificate to Two Fat Guys in an Oven, La Isla Mexican Restaurant, Creekside Fitness, or Hess Ice Rink now for 50% off. It's another sweet deal on News Talk 600. Go online now to purchase a $25 gift certificate to the award-winning Two Fat Guys in an Oven in Newcastle for just $12.50, or purchase a $50 gift certificate to the legendary La Isla Mexican Restaurant or to Hess Ice Rink in Newcastle for just $25. Or how about half off a three-month membership to Creekside Fitness? Log on to our website 24/7 to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from Hess Ice Rink, Two Fat Guys in an Oven, Creekside Fitness, and La Isla Mexican Restaurant right now. Sweet deals. So where else can you pay half price? Only right here at the home of the Sweet Deal. Visit our website and click on the Sweet Deal box to see these specials from 600WSOM.com.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. Reagan didn't turn on America. He made the case came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Creed Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch. The very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey,
we're back. Was I gone too long?
No, you were.
That was quick.
That was quick. And you didn't bring us anything from Nemmons Bakery.
Or candy.
I got potato chips.
They're good. Oh, yeah. That's what I brought, but I got yelled at.
Because we got 20 pounds of potato chips in here.
40. There's another bag down here.
You like Buffalo Ranch, Larry?
Those are good.
There you go. Wow.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, your mic is up. And Sticks and Larry Long's in the studio with us. And
Jeff's still missing.
Who?
The Browns fan.
I we may not see him today. I think that's why
he's not coming in.
He might still be.
He might be in mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, they have those days.
He's not one of those guys that takes out his frustrations.
I hope not.
On alcohol, is he?
No.
Okay. That's good.
You know what?
No.
Because as bad as that was yesterday, that's a 3-day drunk.
Wow. Wait a minute. Sticks
that's
is talking.
Cold-blooded.
Sticks is selling wolf tickets, and he ain't even a football fan.
I don't know nothing about the game.
All I knew was when that
number on the Steelers side was way, way bigger than the number on the Browns side, it wasn't a good day for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. You know, my poor dad.
I think the police were called because there was a crime there.
Where?
It's because the Browns got murdered.
If you all want to,
what are you saying, South Carolina?
If you all want to see how Jeff felt about the game yesterday, just look at his Facebook page.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad.
Wow, poor Jeff.
I just remember at the beginning of the season, he had such high hopes.
That's the Browns.
High aspirations. No,
that's the Browns. They build your hope up here like that, and then they crush it.
Yeah. He's having a hard time.
I mean, it goes all the way back. What was it? The fumble.
He's in mourning. Yeah, it's bad.
Well, usually the Browns are mathematically eliminated before preseason starts. But, you know, this year they weren't, you know, and because the Steelers were so bad.
But you'll never find a more loyal fan base than the Browns.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it is, you know.
And I don't know if that's loyalty or stupid is, stupid does.
A little bit of both.
Sort of. We might as well just stay here for a minute. Larry, are you going to hang up with for the rest of the day?
Yeah.
Good, because we got to talk about Steubenville. We got to tell people about the history a little bit. But there's, I guess, more going on. News forthcoming? News at 6?
Yeah, actually, yes. It was. It hadn't made the drudge yet, but it came up on everything else. You know,
tell everybody what the little bit of history of this, because I don't think people may not know.
Little bit of history.
Turn Larry's mic up, please.
Would have been August before, so August
right.
in 2012, right before Two-A-Days, there was a big party. Steubenville is right across the river from Steubenville is a little sliver they call the panhandle of West Virginia, and there was a little girl there, and I say little, she was 15 at the time, went across to this party and got drunk, got taken advantage of, and so bad that they were carrying her from one party to the other. In Ohio, the way the rape laws are written, it's any penetration, I guess,
right.
To keep it PG here, Tracy. So kids took videos of it. It was on Twitter, YouTube, all kinds of different stuff. But long story short, it was a couple players that were involved. Those two players went through the system. They both were, Tier 1? Sex offenders for the rest of their lives. They're both in juvie homes and different stuff like that. Right after the verdict was read, it was on a Sunday, actually. Attorney Mike DeWine, the state attorney general,
right.
said that he was convening a grand jury because there was Anonymous got involved. Different people say there was a
Anonymous,
cover-up.
The hacker. Yeah,
the hacker.
They covered up the football team. They were going to just let it go away.
Yeah, those of you that are not here in Ohio, Steubenville is a powerhouse. The coach has been
of
there.
High school football.
Of high school football. I mean, they've won multiple state championships. It's a public school, which is different. You have a lot of Catholic schools that are powerhouses here in the state of Ohio, but for a public school for the last three decades to do what they've done there, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, they've been good since Dean Martin was on their team.
But long story short, they had the grand jury for the past year. They came back initially, got the IT guy at the school system and his daughter. And just this morning, there was four more indictments came out of that grand jury investigation. One of the big ones, I guess, was the superintendent of schools. They got him for tampering with evidence, obstruction of justice, and falsification. Now, those carried pretty big. That's a pretty big deal because if you in the state of Ohio, the way law is, if you falsify or tamper with evidence in a crime and you're convicted of that crime of tampering with evidence, you carry the penalty of the crime, which rape in Ohio is, a felony too. So that's what the superintendent of schools is looking at is a felony too. They also arrested two teachers for one's an elementary school principal. And the other one's the head wrestling coach for failure to report child abuse. And then they got a fourth gentleman who's a volunteer, I guess, at the football program as a strength coach. They got him for providing underage drinking, obstruction of official business, and falsification. Those are all misdemeanors. The last three, the big one is the superintendent. That's a big deal.
Wow. Wow.
So, I mean, if you follow the grand jury, they first got the IT guy because a lot of this stuff, I mean, remember Anonymous
right.
hacked their website.
Yeah.
So they got the IT guy first, and now the superintendent and some of these people. That,
how did the IT guy get caught up in this?
They're all indicted, though.
They got to take
they're
a break. I'll be right back.
So
you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It's 1 o'clock, and I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Suicide in September after complaining repeatedly about being bullied by two classmates is asking lawmakers to pass new anti-bullying legislation. Charges against the two girls, 12 and 14, were dropped last week because of insufficient evidence. Tricia Norman's daughter, Rebecca Sedwick, jumped to her death from a tower at a concrete plant.
I have recently become aware that the current laws in Florida do not allow for bullies to be punished. This makes me very sad because I think it sends a message that bullying is okay.
A woman was critically injured after jumping from the third deck of the Oakland Coliseum after yesterday's Raiders game. A 61-year-old fan who was walking 60 feet below tried to catch her. He was also seriously hurt, this eyewitness.
Oh, she dropped so fast, I just couldn't hardly believe it. Her knees hit this gentleman in the chest and knocked him to the concrete, and she kind of bounced off and hit the side of her head on the concrete.
Police say that man saved her life at his own expense. The Dow up 23 points. This is ABC News.
Introducing the Krill Omega Super Formula, a cutting-edge combination of fish oil and krill oil in one simple formula. It's the ultimate way to promote your heart health, brain function, and especially your joints. In fact, we're so sure your joints will feel better in just 7 days, we want to send you a free bottle. Call 1-800-400-5650. Get your free bottle before they run out. Call 1-800-400-5650. 1-800-400-5650. Call right now. 1-800-400-5650.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
Police in Oregon are investigating two women accused of conning an elderly man out of his life savings. ABC's Brad Ford has the story from Portland.
The two female suspects befriended the 81-year-old man 2 years ago, moving into his life.
They put all their pictures up on the wall.
They formed a wedge between him and his sons, then started to drain his accounts.
Three credit cards, fully maxed out. They changed life insurance policies, put themselves on them.
They nearly took the farm that's been in the family for 100 years. Jeff Lopez says they should have realized what was happening.
In my mind, I didn't protect him, so... That's the hardest part.
The women are charged with theft and forgery. Police are trying to find other victims. Brad Ford, ABC News, Portland, Oregon.
For the fifth month in a row, the number of Americans signing contracts to buy a home is lower. Realtors figure it's because of mortgage rates, price increases, and the government shutdown affecting consumer confidence. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills. Some of our clients are locking in at rates around 3%. So call Shore Mortgage today at 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Turns out you can use the Internet to get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com and see for yourself. The best part? It's quick and easy. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Back in the gold area, it's time.
down to Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Just so that you guys know, it is 6 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and there has not been a Jeff sighting today. So if you see Jeff Green, the number one Brown fan, you know, send him to the studio because we have not found him since they lost yesterday, the Browns and Steelers Super Bowl.
We're just worried about Jeff. That's all.
We're just concerned that, you know, there has not been a Jeff sighting. So if anybody sees Mr. Green, send him to 4040 Simon Road. Tell him we still love him. You know, it's okay. We'll come and we'll give him some potato chips and some water.
But I'll keep you up to date, Tracy, on the student bill thing.
Okay, do that.
Yeah, I will.
But, I mean, that's just truly amazing to me. I heard that there's so many dynamics, and there's a lot. They overkilled the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They really did. They overshot a lot of the kids because it was more than non-consensual. She might have been inebriated, but she was. So they, and most of them were, and they shouldn't have filmed it. But there's more to the story than that actually came out.
What we've done to our high school kids, unfortunately, is we've made it so that nobody can make a mistake, and this stuff follows them around the rest of their lives.
Yeah, these boys are going to have to for the rest of their lives.
They have to register as sex offenders, if I'm not mistaken. That's just bad. I have a problem with that.
Several years ago, there was two friends from our hometown that were coming home from a basketball game, and the roads were bad. They went off the road.
No,
they're eating more. The school book, I believe, was laying in the back seat, hit the passenger in the back of the head, killed him. It's the state law. The driver gets charged with vehicular homicide. They weren't speeding. They weren't under the influence. The roads were just absolutely terrible.
So now
you've got a 16-year-old man who's got a vehicular homicide plaguing him the rest of his life.
And don't get me wrong. I believe that everyone should be punished for what they do. But this was a little. This was a little bit, and what they did was not right. But what she did was not right.
Right.
And a lot of times, some of these laws take away the responsibility of the female.
Right.
Inside of this, and you can't just throw everything onto the male.
Right.
Hey, South Carolina, 440. Your mic is on, South Carolina. Hold on just a second. 440. Come on.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you. If you haven't been raised any better than that, then to do that to a girl or a woman while they're in that condition, there's something's wrong with you.
That's not what I said. No. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No,
I didn't say that you should not be
punished. And I mean, it should follow them for a long time.
No, but this is the rest of their life.
You don't do that to somebody and give them a pass. No.
I didn't say give them a pass. That's not what I said. I did not say give them a pass, but have them file as sex offenders for the rest of their life because there was no sexual penetration. You got to understand that. They didn't rape the girl. They, you know, because this was an intercourse. There was it was off color, but it was not what people think.
I would invite anybody you can read the indictment. You can read the transcripts of what actually happened.
You don't do that to a girl or a woman. I'm sorry.
I didn't say. Hold on. I didn't say that you don't do that to a woman or a girl. But you got to understand, they were drinking there, boys and girls, and she was not an innocent victim in the whole thing. Even if she didn't like it at the end, she wasn't passed out. She wasn't asleep.
Well, technically she was. She had no idea what had actually happened. That's how passed out she was. So she was inebriated.
She wasn't passed out. She was walking.
She walked from the first party to the second, somewhere in between, because there was three different houses they visited. So somewhere in that time frame,
right,
it hit her, and she was completely out. And I guess the caller, Tracy and I, aren't condoning what happened. We're looking at it. The one kid was 15, the other one was 16 when it happened.
Right.
I'm 16, 17 now. I look at the way the Ohio law reads.
Right.
You're going to hold this kid for the rest of his life, for the next 70 years.
Right. You're talking about a rape case.
Right.
That you've got to register as a pedophile. They're going to put you on public blast even when you're 40 years old.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, somebody's got to be the example. Hey, do the deed. It's the law. And I'm sorry, if you can't stay with the law, that's too bad for you. Use a little bit more common sense than that. You mean to tell me those kids
need
more common sense than that?
Hey,
Tracy?
We need to return some common sense to some of this stuff. I mean, you have 30-year-old married men who can't coach their kids' ball team because they married, they got their girlfriend impregnated, they married the girlfriend, but still it was statutory rape, so they have to register as sex offenders.
Forever.
I mean, we got to look at some of this stuff with common sense.
We made the law.
And now you're
Hold on.
South Carolina, your mic is on.
Yeah, Tracy, this is that kind of slippery slope that you get on, because on the one hand, you've got to talk about personal responsibility. You know, there is some responsibility that the female bears, but if you do that, you look like you're just being insensitive to a tragic event that happened. And that's the thing.
We call this rape, right? And you hear, so you're thinking these boys then beat this girl up and they took turns on her and everything like that. And with being PC, it was one kid said that he did penetrate her with his hand.
That's good.
Penetrated her with his hand. Now, the other kid claimed he didn't do it. And somebody else that was inebriated at the time said he did, and that's what they convicted him on. So I have a hard time. It's sort of like, you see guys that get into trouble, and I've had several friends that went into prison, right? They get out of prison. Now, they've served their time. They've served what the law, because the one caller was talking about the law, what the law says that they did. That's their punishment. When they get out, they can't get a job.
Right.
Unless somebody's willing to take a chance and hire them. But,
well, a convicted felon in Ohio, it's my understanding, cannot drive a truck.
Right.
Can't cut hair.
Right.
I mean, you can't punish somebody for
the rest of their life. Yeah, for life. Now, murder or something like that, or
I mean, you cannot punish somebody for the rest of their life unless you hold them and incarcerate them for the rest of their life. If you want to do that to these people, then just lock them up the rest of their lives. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
That's what it's getting
to.
Don't
turn them loose on society and say, well, you have to operate in a society, but we're not going
to
give you any tools
to
function.
So you can't function.
Right.
Because, if you
I don't want them near my
there's
family.
All kinds of stuff.
Hold on. What did you say?
There's all kinds of stuff. You said driving or be a barber. You can't be a financial advisor with a felony. You can't be an insurance salesman with a felony. There's a whole list of things. So you've basically, just like you said, turned them loose, said, okay, you've served your penalty for breaking the law, and we want you to become a productive citizen now.
You can't produce.
But
you can't take care of family. You can't do anything. And so what are you going to do to survive?
Going to go back to what got you in there in the first place.
No. Because, see, if I wasn't a rapist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I wasn't a rapist and I did something that was stupid in my high school years, so now I'm 16, what am I going to do to make money? Where am I going to go? In the competitive, and who's going to take care of me? Hello?
Uncle Sam.
Tracy.
Yeah, Diva.
I just want to say, this is where you have to be careful of stories like these, because here in Columbus, at Columbus State University, there was a young woman screaming rape after she said that she had went out, she went to the bar, she was drunk, and she found out that she was raped. Okay? Turns out, video surfaced online of what happened. Now, her and the guy were at the bar. They were drinking. They both were drunk and stupid. Now, they're in the quad on this public university. She allows him to perform a sexual act on her in public. Now, from the video, you could tell they were both drunk, but she was a willing participant. Now, everybody was getting up in arms before this video came out. And how dare this guy, and blah, 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 and he should have known better because she was drunk. But what do you do when you have a drunk, willing participant? And then after, it's more of a case of remorse or regret. And then, luckily, this guy had a video to prove that, wait a minute, I didn't do it. She claiming I did. But then everybody, but they were ready to throw the book at him because she made an accusation and she was saying that she was drunk.
And see,
is that fair to someone whose life is going to be?
I don't believe it is. I believe it is. I think that we have to have laws, and I think every crime should go punished. But I think we really need to consider what you have people who at young ages get in trouble for statutory rape, and they get this is 21, 22 years old. And I don't know if you guys know, but the little young lady goes into a bar. She may be 14 years old. She's in the bar. Mm-hmm. She's well endowed. She's made up like she's 20 and 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, and this guy's thinking she's in the bar. She's legal.
She's legal. He's buying her drinks. They're drinking together. He hooks up with her. She tells him she's 19. And mama finds out, goes after him. He gets snapped for statutory rape. That follows him.
Forever.
No matter, because they don't have levels of crime based upon your violence. And you're just labeled that you're a sexual predator, and there you go. I think I have problems. I mean, do your time. If you got to go to prison for the time that you do, do the time that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for it to be a lifelong sentence for every associated sexual orientation of anything, it really needs to be rethought, because you have a 16-year-old who might have been stupid. He's going to do the time for the crime that was committed. But to make this a lifelong sentence is not productive. I'm sorry. Hey, South Carolina, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the same thing. I really that's one of those things where, like I said, you know, it's one of those emotional things. You're a mean bully because you're talking about a crime that was committed against a defenseless woman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, and it goes back to when Betty Friedan and then what's her name, Gloria Steinem, said that all sex is rape.
Women kind of hold up a hand in there. All sex ain't sex when Bill Clinton does it. But go ahead. I just had to throw that in there for a side. But and let me ask you this, because see, this is when I'm looking at this way also. You know, they always say the Republicans are so hard that we don't care about people, that we want to kill them because we believe in the death penalty. You know, we don't want to feed them. But we come up with this, and most of us that are on the line are conservatives. Now, who are we now?
I think that's the liberal side of me then, huh?
Think about it. I know South Carolina and six are liberal, are conservatives.
Right.
So, you know, what are we saying here? Because I think these young men, I go along with going after the principal, going after the adults in this thing,
mm-hmm.
for covering it up.
Absolutely.
Especially if they knew. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out how the IT guy got caught up in this. Because he's a computer guy. What was he doing in the middle of this?
There was two different schools of thought with the IT guy. First of all, when Anonymous got their website, the reason that they hacked their website was to pull that information off so it didn't disappear. So then if you read the indictment, he did, after they got control back of the website,
right.
He erased some stuff off of there, this IT guy. They wanted to know who told him to do that.
Ooh, and the superintendent.
Now, the other thing was that the other school of thought was that they arrested him or indicted him first to see if he would sing, to basically put some pressure on him to tell what he knew. Because his daughter that was arrested,
yeah,
it had nothing to do with this rape case.
Sort of
like Bill Clinton. They were investigating Bill Clinton for getting a little side stuff.
Yeah.
They were investigating Whitewater, and it just came up.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So they were thinking, there's two different schools of thought. On the first side, I think that they knew because Anonymous gave them some stuff.
Anonymous did too much.
And then when the Attorney General went in there, that stuff wasn't there.
Ooh.
So
where is it?
They got it because you can, once it's posted or
poor
on there, it's there.
Poor IT guy.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
you know, listen, for y'all in the IT, just say no. You ain't got nothing to do with that. You just should have said, oops.
Or tape record it, say, okay.
Do something. Let me hear the backup. So if the police, if the popo come, I can hand it in the backup. But IT guy should have never been in.
Fit family.
Hey, the number is 347-945-529. Go ahead, Diva.
Did you hear the story of the Florida State quarterback who is being investigated for allegation of rape? Now, Florida State is number two in the BCS right now, number two in the country. Their quarterback, Jameis Winston, is being investigated for rape. The young lady said that she was raped, I think it was back in December of 2012.
That's correct.
Whatever happened in the investigation, back in February, they were saying that it was done, it was over with. I guess she wasn't cooperating or whatever. The family claimed something different. But I'm just curious as to if anybody knows about that case, what their thoughts are about that.
I've educated myself on that one. It was December of 2012. Jameis and a couple of his other teammates, they were out, and this girl was there. Afterwards, she claimed rape, but when the police there in Tallahassee went through everything, they decided it was no case. I mean, it was consensual. Jameis and his attorney present, he provided the DNA, and the DNA matched in the young girl's underwear. But he's saying it was consensual. All the teammates were saying, and she was uncooperative. He's also a front runner for the Heisman Trophy.
Ooh.
So the case was actually closed by the local police,
right?
As you know, cold case. It was turned over to the state's attorney general right about the time Jameis became the number one contender for the Heisman. So there was a little bit of
little time span.
Yeah, I mean, it's over a year ago all this stuff played itself out. So there was, why do it now? The grand jury down there is supposed to come out this week with some kind of determination whether they're going to pursue the case or not. We'll see.
This is the issue that I have. I know, and I'm a woman, and I have my history. And this is radio, so I'm not going that deep into my own personal history, I don't think. But I have major issue with deciding 9 months later, 12 months later, 2 years later. I think I'm going to come out the closet and say that somebody did something to me, because either they're going somewhere, they're running for something, or something else has happened. We saw it here with a political case. A political race,
mm-hmm.
One of the candidates was charged with accused, not charged, but just accused of sexual harassment. Yet it came. That was a year and a half ago. It came out right at election time, and I ain't heard no more.
Right,
like it's gone
because he lost.
Right, so it's gone. It's over now.
It did its work. Same way with Jameis and this. Now, Jameis may not be the, because there's a lot of Heisman Trophy voters.
Right.
Even though he hasn't been accused of anything or convicted or indicted of anything, they're hesitant.
The shadow of impropriety shadows you, and it's kind of hard. Once you've been, accused of something, especially something that has to do with sexual harassment, has to do with your sexual orientation, mm-hmm. whether it be true or not, but especially if it's in a defamatory or a pejorative way, then it is it is very, very hard to overcome in the minds of people,
uh-huh.
in the minds of people, because then their perception of your personality tends to be overshadowed by the accusation of something that has been made. Go ahead.
Give you two cases. Clarence Thomas, Herman Cain.
Clarence Thomas, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
Clarence,
I don't understand how she followed him around like that.
Here's my thing I play college ball.
Yeah. Girls come everywhere, don't they?
They do.
They do.
We call them number chasers. You'd be in the bar, and they wouldn't even know your name. They come up to you, say, are you number so-and-so? And especially if they thought you had potential to be going on into the league. You knew right there and then what was going on. Was this case Jameis Winston? I don't know. I wasn't there, to be quite honest with you. doesn't concern me. That's a Florida case. You know what I mean? And now, if it was Ohio State,
Kent State,
I'd be a little concerned because, you know, this is a big
Bowling
week.
Green.
BG.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a big week in Ohio. You know, it's the.
We'll get back to that. Don't go there yet.
I'm ready.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
You're right.
But that bothers me because I have a problem. And when you talk about Clarence Thomas, you know, even though I believe he may have done that, which with Anita Hill actually accused him of, I don't understand why she followed him. I'm so confused by that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. I mean, I know that we're trying to get ahead, but hello, and even Clarence Thomas, not Clarence Thomas, but Herman Cain. You know, the accusations, and even if he did things that were improper, as far as helping somebody out and not reporting it to his wife, whatever. Why would you start now? Well, I just had to let everybody know.
But did you notice that Gloria Allred and it all just walked away as soon as he dropped out of the race?
Exactly, because it served its purpose.
Right.
The accusation, just
right.
like it did in that race that Tracy was referring to here locally.
And my question is, I got problems with that. Go ahead, South Carolina and Alabama.
Well, shouldn't there be some type of recourse for the victim?
There is
none. I mean,
none.
The victim
Oops.
In this case.
There it is. Oops, I got it wrong.
You can't.
You know,
yeah, you can never get your reputation back.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sue for slander stuff.
But you're
going
to win.
But what are you going to win?
Just like that guy that was the senator in Alaska, and he died.
Yeah, in the airplane.
Stevens.
Yeah,
they had all these trumped-up charges against him. He gets killed in a plane crash. He loses the election. He gets killed in a plane crash, and about 6 months after he's dead, oops, we made a mistake. And he's exonerated of all the charges. How does that man get his reputation back, even if he didn't happen to be living? How do you get your reputation
posthumously
back?
How does he do that?
You don't. I mean, but this is not some new phenomenon.
No.
It happened way back when Lincoln was assassinated. You know the term, what is it called? Your
name is Mud, yeah.
Your name is Mud?
Yeah.
You know where that came from?
No.
One of the guys that was accused of being a conspirator with, what is it, Booth?
Yeah.
John Wilkes Booth.
Was a attorney, I believe, or a doctor. He was a doctor.
Doctor
Mudd was his name.
A doctor.
Now, he was later exonerated, but because of his name being published back then and associated with that assassination, that's where we get the term, your name is Mudd now, because basically nobody would go see that doctor anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
He lost his whole career.
Behind
an accusation.
And
so it's nothing new.
And I know slander is out there. You can charge people with slander, but proving slander is very, very difficult, and getting punitive damages behind it is difficult. But if you look at what they've done, and if you look at what they do to people, they ruin reputations. They put a shadow of doubt on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really sad. And I think, you know, going back to these young people down in Steubenville, right now you can go to a website and pull up every sex offender within a zip code, within a precinct, within an area.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be gross sexual imposition, whether it be, you know, massive rape, no matter what it is. And everybody has to register, and you have to register where you live.
Yeah.
And I think it ought to be classified by the weight of it, not by the crime of it.
I went on that website for Columbiana County. I mean, first of all, I want everybody to know I got four daughters, so I don't condone what happened in Steubenville and how it went down, but I do also, I know all the kids in that case. I know all the adults in that case. I know some of the people personally that just got indicted today. So I have some insight the way everything worked out, but I have daughters, but my daughters wouldn't have been over in another state at 4 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning on a weekday, school day. Be that here, you know what it says. I guess Tracy is. I agree with you on what you just stated. I mean, you're going to indict that kid for the rest of his life.
But then I've become more passionate towards reentry.
Right.
No matter what crime it is.
I would say except the most violent offenders.
Right.
5 years after you're released from prison, and I don't mean on parole, I mean fully released
mm-hmm.
into society, you should have 100% of your constitutional rights back, even your right to own a firearm. As long as you've kept yourself clean for 5 years, If you've done your time, and I'm not talking about murderers. I'm talking about drug offenses, theft, burglary, those kind of things. If you've done your time, 5 years after, you should have 100% of your constitutional rights returned to you.
Right. But back to that website, Tracy, when you go on it, if you're looking at it and it brings up all the people in there, right? If you just look at just all these names that are right around your area where you live, you would think all these guys are there. You have to click on that person and then read what they were convicted of. There's a 22-year-old that, like in a situation that you were talking about, was in a bar, but it listed. You know, he was 22. The victim was 17.
Well,
or you know what I mean. So it's in there.
Yeah,
but how many people go and
gross sexual imposition? You can get charged with that for running your hand up the outside of a girl's leg in a bar.
In a bar, and now you're on that list.
Right, forever.
But if you just look at the list, you're going to look at
the outside of her garments.
Mm-hmm.
The outside of her garments.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, Al? Yeah.
You better not let the popo catch you taking a leak on the side of the highway in South Carolina.
Yeah, because now you're
that's indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Are you serious?
You better make sure you're fully behind that tree.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Alabama, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What you thinking on this?
I think the Jameis Winston thing, you need to kind of find out who those prosecutors are, see if they went to University of Florida or Miami or something, because it does sound like it's one of those situations where it's like a year later, look, if you rape a woman, look, you ain't got but maybe a month, I'm talking about at the most, and they coming to get you if they got any substantial, you know, evidence. So I think he's going to get off, and on top of that, even if he did rape the woman, Florida State's going to pay it off because they up for a national title. That's just fair. I mean,
that's just rude.
People gonna, I ain't going to say fair, but that's what it is. That's just the reality of it. People need to understand that. I mean, look at, what's his name, Manziel, on tape talking about, yeah, last time, you know, the something. But, I mean, they got video footage of him signing stuff, talking about, the guy didn't want to pay him or something. And he played ball. And he, you know, until he lost Saturday, he was going to be the Heisman winner again. And I can't stand it, so I'm glad he lost.
He got paid a lot of money for signing his name, but Ohio State players traded their own stuff for tattoos, and they got suspended He got suspended for the first
quarter of the
first
game. That's what I'm saying, but Manziel, I'm going to be honest with you. I know this ain't going to be popular. Manziel's a white quarterback, and let's be honest, quarterback is a position that they don't believe black people can do, and he's white, and he can run. He's kind of like the Larry Bird type. You know, Larry Bird was great. Now, I'm not going to say that, but he's one of the guys that they want him to be. They ignore the guy on his team that he's catching all his passes to say that he deserves the Heisman. But he threw all his passes to one guy. This guy got almost 3,000 yards as a receiver. But they talking about Johnny Manziel. So,
I got a question for you. I got a caller up. I want to pull them up before I go to take my break. Who is this? 787. Your mic is on.
Oh, hello. Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Jameson. I don't know where the facts are coming from, but the girl did go to the hospital, and she did get checked for rape, and, you know, and it's all over the news and everywhere that there were two of his friends were with him. She did go to the hospital. At first, she said it was a 5'10" or 5'11", whatever, you know, whoever it was. But the point is that they're also investigating the police department because one of the officers told the attorney, and I believe the girl, but I'm not going to say for sure on the girl, that you don't know if you shouldn't pursue this, or I don't know if it's a good idea to pursue this because Tallahassee is a huge football town. So he submitted to the DNA, I believe it was last week. So she did, you know, go to the hospital for rape. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, whatever her reasonings are. I'm not saying that he's guilty or innocent because you don't know at this point in time, but he clearly was going to win the Heisman. Johnny Manziel's figures or stats are better than they were last year, but myself personally, I think Jameson would be a better NFL quarterback than Manziel. He's not a big kid. He likes to run a lot, and the NFL is not a place for that. But that's the pretty much facts. If you go on and Google it, you'll see that she did go take a test.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
But she didn't identify him back then either. If I'm not mistaken, she didn't identify
him.
No,
they identified him.
Identify him by name. She identified him as black and gave the height, possible height and possible weight. She didn't identify him until February.
Yeah, she didn't identify him as Jameis Winston. She described him, and her description of Jameis is not Jameis. Jameis Winston's a big kid.
Yeah.
And, like, I think...
Well, I know. That's what I said. She said 5'10 or 5'11, right?
5'11, something like that. He's 6'5.
Ooh,
yeah,
right.
So there was...
But you know what? My friends played at Auburn.
That's why that case fit in a cold case. Yeah, she had the rape kit. They found his, you know...
Well, they just found the DNA last week.
That's not true. They didn't find it last week. They have it. They've had it. They had James.
No, they haven't.
It was leaked last week. It was leaked last week.
Do you know when they took the test? And, you know, and you possibly could be right, but do you know when they, you know, because I don't see how this could come, this could be possibly coming to a head right now if they've had his DNA that long and haven't even questioned him. I mean, that doesn't even make common sense.
They didn't have his DNA. They had DNA. She didn't identify him until, I think it was February of this year, by name. So even though they had DNA back when she had a rape kit done, they didn't know who to test for because she didn't give a name. She gave a description.
Right. Well, that's my point. When did she do the DNA for the – I mean, when did he go with his attorney to do the DNA?
Recently. He went for the DNA after she gave him up by name. When she said Jameis Winston.
It took her a year to give up the name of the person.
Took her 2 months.
2 months?
2 months.
She didn't know his name for 2 months?
No, but my point is this. It's not that he's guilty or innocent. You don't know if you're guilty or innocent, but if somebody's not pursuing it, to at least question him, which he doesn't have to, you know, he didn't have to answer. But it was put into not a closed case. It was put into a. It was just the file was still there. Yeah. Well, if the file's still there, and it wasn't DNA, you know, wouldn't you think that you'd pursue it more? And I hope that, you know, he didn't do it. And if he did do it for some reason, I hope none of this. I hope they delay it as long as they can because. He does deserve to win the Heisman, and you know. But the girl
versus
the Heisman.
How did he rape somebody? He doesn't.
Well, we don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. The case is going to go to trial.
The allocations and putting it over his head. But if I've been raped, then I need to come by and say I've been. If I'm going to tell it, I'm going to say this is the person that raped me.
Amen.
And
amen.
It was a date rape.
But
for me to go and say this
when
is a tall black
you,
man that raped
think,
me, and then 2 months later come back with a name.
But if you're
I believe they were drunk.
If you're the attorney, or you're Jameson, or you're whoever you are, Jim Jones, forget Jameson, and you knew that you didn't do it for absolutely 100% sure, you didn't do it. Why wouldn't you just want to come out and tell your side of the story? It just doesn't – that doesn't make sense, but it still doesn't make him guilty. So I don't think that I'm saying he's guilty because I'm not. I just called in, you know, with the facts that I thought that I heard on the news, you know, and because it is a big story out there in the sports world. They talk about it every day. And, you know, most people want to see him win the Heisman because he deserves it. But like Diva just said, you know, if there was a rape, you know, you don't want him to continue playing football. But, you know, at some point in time, athletes, now, whether she's telling the truth or she's not, whether he's guilty or innocent, athletes have to quit putting themselves in positions for this stuff to happen.
Sure. But let me
That's
say
true.
This to you, let me be real. One, we need to start holding women accountable for false statements.
True.
If somebody makes a false mm-hmm. accusation, we need to start making an example out of them also.
We champion them.
Yeah.
Some people.
Some
do.
Of them do. I mean,
do.
We need to quit allowing it to be used for our own personal gain, whatever it may be, because we use it. But then, secondly, we need to go and make men understand that they need to think more with their head than their head. And they're going to have, especially our young boys, because it's a different world, a different day, and a different society today, and they need to know that their life depends on the decisions that they make and where they make them.
But for what I'm understanding, and I don't know if this is correct or not, first of all, you know, somebody said earlier on, in Alabama, I enjoy listening to you talk because you're, well, the whole show is very intelligent, but I enjoy listening to you on both sides of the fence. But anyway, when this was done, he was in a race for who was going to be the starting quarterback. And, you know, if she was doing it for money, she picked the wrong time to do it, right before, you know, next year he's going to be, he's coming out if he can. He's coming out. He's going to make a lot of money. And I don't know whether he has his family has money or not now. There's just things that just don't make sense, but let's hope for the sake of saying, I got to get back into work. Let's hope for the sake of saying he didn't do it. He didn't do it.
But the thing is, is he going to lose because he didn't do it and I accused him of it?
Mm-hmm.
If he did it, we need to take him out of court-martialing.
One of the things I want to add to the situation is that it's hard for, I mean, I played college basketball. Sex is one of the easiest things you can come by in college as an athlete. And I can just imagine being a football player at Florida State University. You got FAMU down there. I mean, come on, there's women everywhere you look. And you're going to go rape. From what I hear, the chick 240-something pounds. Really? Come on, man. Come on.
Discriminatory. Oh, whoa. That was so discriminatory. I'm going to take a break on you. I'm going to leave I'll let the final line stay open. You guys can talk. I got to go.
South Carolina, come on, man.
Come on, man. I mean, honestly, do we need to talk about this?
The only thing that gets me is, if you knew who it was, why not give up the name back then? Why wait 2 months after?
Because she probably didn't know who he was.
He
was a redshirt freshman
thing,
at the time.
She didn't know.
Yeah, he's a redshirt freshman. She don't know. She see him around and ask people who he is. Oh, that's Jameis. Jameis. Okay.
Jameis. Is it Jameis or Jameis?
It's Jameis. Jameis Winston.
What?
Right. Jameis Winston. He from Huffman. He from Birmingham, actually. From Birmingham, Alabama. Because I heard about him there because they've been talking about him. Like, why Nick Saban ain't signing for quarterback?
I live in the hubbub of college towns in Ohio. Even our real nobody, no names, are somebody at OSU. And it's like a groupie totem pole. You know, you can't get
Look, I played basketball at the Tuskegee University. Exactly.
You
a small university. Yeah, it's easy. Like, that is easy to come by. Look,
I find it hard to believe she didn't know.
It's not just that. You got people that go to college just to play as these fraternities and sororities. I've seen girls be groupies over a guy because he crossed and he a Kappa.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Which is the dumbest thing I ever saw, but it's like that. So,
gosh.
And you got women
college
that still groupies with Kappa.
My college experience with the female, I was just like, that's exactly why I never pledged a sorority at Youngstown State, because at least when I was in school, pledge week and hazing and all that, I was not down for it. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I can't get on that. But
Alabama,
I mean,
you said Tuskegee?
Yeah.
That's in South Carolina?
No,
Alabama.
That's in Montgomery. Well, it's not Montgomery. It's about 20 miles outside of Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, guys, I got to go, but
actually,
I thoroughly enjoyed listening to you in Alabama. Keep it up, my man.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro.
Okay. I don't see why
she was
tripping
like
about that 240-pound comment.
She was like 240 pounds.
Look, let me tell you something. Women need to understand. Women need to understand, man. Look,
they give
people
a
like
of her
certain things. Yeah, because that was, they did that on, like, the first, when it first happened.
So wait a minute. Why would she think, why would he need to rape her? That don't sound, that don't make no sense.
I don't know. I mean, you that hard up in college. Now, you got guys that like big women, but maybe you got low self-esteem, because I know guys like that. They got low self-esteem that'll be around here talking to chicks like that, but I just, for the life, I'm sitting like, well, dude, you play ball at Florida State. I mean, right. My homeboy played wide receiver at Auburn. I mean, I seen chicks come in, aren't you so-and-so, and scream. Like, and he don't even play that much. I'm dead serious. This was when I was at Auburn. Because Auburn is like 15 miles away from Tuskegee.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, my experience at YSU, well, actually just a freshman, senior in high school, we had this bridge program where all the seniors got to spend the summer at YSU on campus. So that was around the time where all the football players were conditioning and stuff. And them girls, I tell you, oh, my gosh, because we were in the same dorm as the football players, the athletes. Man, them girls was going crazy. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? They just
I mean, you down there, look, Tallahassee,
no,
you got Florida. You got FAMU.
I'm like, oh, my God.
You got FAMU, which is it's a lot of nice-looking women at FAMU. Like, I'm sitting like, dude, you're going to go, I don't know. I just find that that's what made me think, like, really? He would rape? I mean, that's just stupid, you know.
Do you think that maybe it? I think it sounded like some type of dare, maybe some hazing type incident. I'm thinking maybe she thought he liked her, and it turns out, I don't like you. I was just doing this, and then she got upset.
It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's just like with Kobe. That Kobe situation, that girl basically had four different types of semen in her, and she, you know, I'm like, she's just a straight toilet dude, and she's screaming rape and got paid.
Oh, man. I mean, because it's not just about money with women sometimes. It's mental health issues involved. You know, she's probably thinking he liked
me. The girl from Duke Lacrosse. Duke Lacrosse girl was crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, she was Looney Tunes. What?
Yeah, I was like, what the? Sticks must be in the chair. That was Sticks doing.
Yeah, you gotta pick your partners real wisely. You do, man. Especially an athlete.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. I'm in studio with Sticks and Larry. Good to have you in with me. Larry, when you come in, and especially during football season, we always end up with football.
I think football of all the team sports, and I like all team sports. I like anything. I mean, I'll go watch a wrestling match or my daughter compete in swimming or soccer. I just like all sports. I think it teaches you that teamwork. But football of them all teaches you about life. You know what I mean? You could be up on the, you know, beat your rival, and then the next week somebody beats you, you know, or somebody that shouldn't beat you. But it teaches you to rely on the next guy. Because everybody sees the running back or the quarterback that does all this, but when I go to a football game, especially high school now, I watch the offense and defensive line because that's where the game's won. You know, you'll see the running back run for 200 yards and think, oh, man, what a great guy he is. But then you don't look. It was all them big guys that don't get their names in the paper unless they make a mistake that do it all. But, yeah, this is a big week, though, Tracy. This is the Ohio State-Michigan week.
This is the big week.
This is the big
week. When do they play?
We don't say the M. We don't.
Yeah, that team up north. You're right.
It's Michigan week.
This is really the Alabama-Auburn week. That's really what the week is. It's not the Ohio State-Michigan week. Y'all need to
Yeah, what do
though.
They call it down there, Alabama and Auburn? That's the
Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
All of you wrong. This is Clemson versus South Carolina weekend here.
I'm talking about for the title, South Carolina. I'm talking about for the real title. Like, whoever wins this game going to the national title. That's what I was talking about.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, the only blue and red state contest that matters is the team up north versus the Ohio State this weekend. That's the
Woo,
only thing.
Yes.
That's the only thing. And I'm not –
I mean, you know what?
Carolina.
I'm
going
to be honest with you. I want to see Ohio State get in there
because
they're going to get beat to sleep. I want to see them get in the national title game because y'all, they don't play nobody. Ohio State go the whole year and play one or two ranked opponents It all true. Come on, man. If I look, Urban Meyer picked that. That was a smart job to get. Let me finish. Auburn. Alabama played Texas A&M when they was top five. Then they went, hold on, they played Mississippi State. They played, man, come on, SEC is the D conference.
I will give Alabama their credit because they've got a great coach who happens to be a Kent alum. Nick Saban's from Kent, he's not from Kent. He graduated from Kent back in 72. Great guy. But the superiority I'd like to see Ohio State against Alabama.
When what happened? They got beat to sleep when they went to the fight. Who did they play? Florida? And got the brakes beat off them.
They got the brakes beat off them. But they also, a couple years before that, beat the brakes off of a great Miami team that had about 10 future All-Pros in the NFL in there.
Okay, well, that's Miami. We talking about the SEC. We talking about the ones going up for the last six national titles. Must we have this conversation?
It's seven.
Okay, hold on,
seven.
I got a question. I got a simple question.
The last four come about Alabama.
Ain't
going to go there.
Alabama, wait a minute. I got a question. The Ohio State games count right now.
Do what?
Do they count the BCS? Does that count? Do they get to go all the way to the bowl games this year?
Yes.
Just second. Because, last year we got cheated. So I just want to know if Myers is
y'all ain't get cheated.
And Alabama, Alabama, you're talking about the superiority of the SEC. I'm going to ask you right now to tell me who has the most wins in the BCS era. Not only played in the most BCS games, but have
Ohio State.
Hold on. You're making a point. I want to make a point. I got to make a point. Okay, let's look at USC and Oregon, right? They play every year. They're in the top five. All they got to do is play two hard games the whole year, and they're in the national title. And they still lose. They just got beat. Oregon got beat by 30-something points the other day?
30-something
points. Because you got the most wins. You in a conference, you playing. Who you playing? Nebraska right now, they weak. Wisconsin, you're not playing really rough games. You come to the SEC. South Carolina, am I right? Florida tough.
They ain't
tough right now.
Why won't the SEC play in December?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Because I have not yet seen one SEC team come north of Kentucky to play in November. It won't happen because you talk about playing.
Auburn plays Syracuse every year.
Syracuse indoors.
Go ahead.
Guess what happened last year? Last year, South Carolina beat Michigan. The year before that, South Carolina beat Nebraska.
Oh, that's the game Clowney just bent that boy back and got the ball back.
We're not talking about the team up north.
They showed that all
summer. And the last two SEC teams that Ohio State played,
if I was a coach, I would take that job because you don't have any tough games. You're going to be ranked top all year, and then you're going to go lose when you play a real team. That's what's going to happen.
You recall a few years back when South Carolina Ohio State?
I'm just being fair. It's not because I'm from Alabama. I'm just being fair, man. Like, if you look at right now, the SEC, it's a super conference. Like, you don't have any – it's head and shoulders above any other conference. We got six teams right now that were probably – out of six,
tough.
I think probably at least five of our teams are whoop Ohio State right now. At least five of them.
You crazy.
They're not on that level. Who have y'all played this year?
Yeah.
Why
you
I tell you what. Y'all,
y'all
started off number two this year, right? Y'all like number two. Why you think y'all going down? Why y'all getting out of national title? Because of your schedule. Because you ain't got nobody on your schedule.
Okay, great.
Come on, man.
Who's above Ohio State? Florida State.
I mean,
and you're going to honestly sit here and tell me that the ACC is better than the Big Ten.
For Jameis Winston to go into Clemson, who was number three or number two at the time, and come out of there like that and win the way he did,
a
shot.
Who is Clemson beat?
Georgia has been injury plagued. Hold on, let me talk. Georgia has been injury plagued, but Georgia, it was healthy beginning of the year, and Clemson beat them at Clemson because it was at Clemson. But they did beat them. So let's not just act like Clemson is just some pushover now. Tosh Boyd is up for the Heisman. Look, man, when you come to the South, You got to, y'all got to come on down here and play some real ball, man. Y'all stepping in there.
Brack Miller is every bit as good, if not better, than Taj Boyd. Why do you think Taj Boyd went to Clemson? He was offered at Ohio State. He couldn't play at Ohio State. You had Terrell Pryor there, and then in the same recruiting class.
Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston couldn't went to Florida State. He could have went to Alabama, but they probably wouldn't have looked. First of all, that's a big, I ain't going to get into why he won't play quarterback there. That's another story. But at the same time, he wasn't finna beat out, even though he's better than the quarterback they got now. I forget his name. It slips me. But they got him on 2 and 3 national. He's been in 2 and 3 national titles. This guy is going to start.
McCarron.
Yeah, A.J. McCarron. He's going to start. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, where are you going to play? The soonest, you're talking about a teenager, they don't think, okay, well, if I sit 2 years, you know, I'll still be, I have a redshirt freshman year, then I can sit, then I can. They don't think like that. They want to come in and start and be the star their first year. That's how kids think coming out of high school.
Jameis Winston was so good, he set the bench last year behind E.J. Emanuel. Braxton Miller
came in.
Well, first
of all, whoa.
He set the bench.
Cam Newton set the bench behind Tim Tebow. What that mean?
Actually, he left there. He couldn't play there.
What that mean? So that means Tim Tebow was better than Cam Newton? Come on, man. That don't mean that just because you come in as a freshman, this guy's been in the system.
He's
been in the system longer. He understands the system, so he starts.
How many wins did Cam Newton have at Florida?
Go ahead,
what you're looking at is a difference of you're looking at a difference of philosophy. If you've got a quarterback that's in your system is a drop back pocket quarterback system, and you've got a guy that is running outside the pocket to make plays with his legs, that's not going to fit. You're trying to retrain a kid to do something that's not natural for him. It's not going to be.
But that's why Urban Meyer lost his job, because Cam Newton came out and went off and cut the fool. It's like, you had this kid on the bench, but that's y'all coach.
You
really don't
want
to talk about Cam Newton and Tim Tebow. Look, I was a Tim Tebow fan. I was pulling for him. But no, not past no Cam Newton. I'm sorry.
You know why Cam Newton left Florida? Not because of playing time. Cam Newton stole a laptop from another student. And he
got kicked out
of Florida. That's the truth.
Here you go.
That's the
truth. No, that wasn't the case.
Isn't the show called Tracy and Friends?
This
is very intriguing, because I don't see how anybody can make an argument for Ohio State to even be in a national title game this year. Y'all can win out. Y'all ain't finna even be in the game. Y'all not even finna be. If whoever win the SEC is gonna be in a national title game,
Alabama, sweetie, listen. Let me say something to you. Listen. The radio station you listening to is in Buckeye Country. Now,
I know.
Do you realize you're talking a lot of smack to a bunch of Buckeyes?
I'm not talking a bunch of smack. I'm just telling y'all ain't even going to be in the game, so it don't make a difference. They're not even going to get in the national title game. I don't care if you're undefeated. Y'all ain't playing nobody.
503, your mic is on.
Yeah, I was calling in because if you look at the first half of the season, you have Alabama who played a better schedule than Ohio State. But if you also look at Ohio State the second half, their strength of schedule has ran Alabama's into the ground. And Florida State's schedules don't compare no matter what to either one of them.
Why y'all strength of schedule? Wait a minute. When you say strength of schedule, is that's relative, right? Because you're going down every week. You're going down in the standings, and
yes.
you're still undefeated.
No, we're not. What you talking about? We sit at number three for how many weeks now? We went from 4 to 3. Went from 2 to 4, then back up to 3. We've been at 3 for a while.
Okay, you're gonna get leapfrogged. You go ahead and keep winning, but you're not getting in the national title game. Because Florida State's going to probably win out. It's going to be Florida State and the winner of the SEC.
And who thinks
that's who it's going to be.
Steelers, who thinks they can beat the Steelers every year.
Say what?
Now you're sounding like a Browns fan who thinks they can beat the Steelers every year.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, man, when you look at it, y'all are going to get leapfrogged. You're not going to play nobody that's going to get y'all up and go national title game.
Who are we going to get leapfrogged by?
The winner of the SEC and who – well, first of all, Alabama might just beat Auburn Friday and beat Missouri, and then it's going to be 1 and 2. So that's one. Then if we go and play Missouri, Missouri's a top 10 team. If they mess around and beat Alabama in a national in the SEC championship, they're going to probably win it because they had lost but one game.
Missouri's
y'all
not
get
stuck. Missouri's not going to go to the SEC championship game because Missouri's going to lose at Texas A&M. South Carolina's going to be in the championship game in the SEC.
Even still, that's another
South
one.
Carolina,
but if South Carolina gets
South Carolina
in that end, Ohio down. State might actually get in that end. Because how many games y'all done lost?
You didn't lose any. We're 11-0.
I'm talking about South Carolina. I think they lost two, ain't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might make it hard. They might. I don't know about that. But that would be the perfect scenario for Ohio State to win a national title then. But then they ain't going to beat no Florida State. So.
Yeah, three teams that are ranking undefeated right now. That's Alabama, Florida State, and Ohio State.
Oh, man. I'm going to look at y'all's schedule. I'm going to look at this schedule, this super schedule they got. You're going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a problem y'all got. What if Alabama went out? This conversation
Alabama,
is nothing but.
Alabama is going to be in the national championship. There's no question about it. It's whether or not Florida State deserves to be number two. That's the issue.
Yeah,
Florida State
doesn't
have a record or anything that deserves to be number two in the nation.
Well, when they win in there, then when they win Clemson and beat Clemson, and Clemson ain't no pushover with Taj Boyd and all of them, deserves – what quality win does Ohio State that is better than beating a number five – a top five team?
I'm not saying Florida State has not beat a top five team or anything like that. Ohio State hasn't either. But that team, when they beat Clemson –
well, Florida State did beat one.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They won that game, but that Ohio State hasn't beat anyone. But if you were to put Ohio State versus Florida, the way Ohio State's been playing, they've run Florida on the ground.
Well, Florida just lost to Georgia Southern. So, you talking about Florida State?
Yeah.
You talking
Florida
about they'll beat Florida
State
to the ground?
Yeah.
Look at me. You know what? That's what I like fans. I like fans because the word comes from fanatic. And look, I can't argue with you. So, it is what it is. It's either going to be Alabama or Auburn in that thing. I don't know. You can throw all the stats out Saturday when they play each other because they come play. They'll lay their life on that field when they play football. Because, I mean, it's just like that. When it comes to Alabama and Auburn, it's – I don't care who got the best record.
Florida play Pitt. They played against Nevada.
Who?
They played against
who y'all talking about?
Austin College. Maryland.
Who y'all talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the Florida schedule. I'm looking at the Florida schedule, and I'm like...
Florida State or Florida State? Florida, University of Florida.
Florida State. Number two.
Okay.
Number two. That's who we're talking about.
Okay.
Number two
team
in NCAA.
Oh, let me give you an example right now. Ain't Auburn like number five right now, number six, something like that?
Auburn is
number
six, I believe.
Okay. Let's say Auburn destroys Alabama this weekend by 30, right? Auburn will probably be number
one. Auburn is number four. I'm sorry. Auburn jumped to number four.
That makes it – so they're going to leapfrog everybody. If they do that, which it could happen, I'm not saying it won't, then that means that all this goes out the window. One of them two schools is going to be in the game. So, and Florida State in there. Just because they went and beat a top five team. They have not played – Ohio State has not played a top five team. Have they even played a top ten? Have they even beat a top ten? I mean, has anybody been a top ten team yet?
No. They've only played four teams. The highest ranked was Michigan State when Michigan State was ranked 19th. That's the highest seed Ohio State's played.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, they're still number three. I'm not saying they're sorry, but – They'll beat a lot of SEC schools. I'm not saying they just that weak, but when you start talking about the top tier SEC teams,
but
I don't know now.
Alabama, you gotta understand now. There's that one thing out there that tends to screw things up, and that's the coaches poll. The coaches poll is based on opinion. Everything else is scientific, so you can't ever tell. You can't ever tell.
It's an eye test. It's an eye test. And like I said, I mean, giving Florida State an eye test, going into Clemson, a hostile environment, and winning convincingly like that, solidified him in the national title game. That's just me. It's interesting, though.
Well, next year we ain't got to worry about this. It's going to be a playoff next year. So y'all will be all right next year. We'll see what's up.
Never want to give Ohio State any respect, but that's all right because we keep proving y'all different. We keep proving who's the best anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a diehard Ohio State fan, but yet if you Alabama State's a great point about the fact of we haven't played anyone. It's true. It's just a matter of fact of we haven't lost a game in 2 years.
Right,
that's
but is it our fault that our conference is weak?
Talking on top of each other, so I'll just come on up. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. I want to thank Larry for coming in. There still hasn't been a Jeff Green sighting.
I'm worried about Jeff.
I'm worried about Jeff.
Jeff, if you can hear our voice, call us.
Please call us, Jeff.
We're worried about you.
We love you.
We hope you're not
sort of suicidal.
Didn't I want to say ATV. Put out APB. You got to do more than that. Y'all going to have to send out, you
Didn't
know.
Did we send Ben
out? No, we're going to send out the militia.
Okay.
Ooh, Chuck Schumer isn't happy.
What about what?
Iran.
I told y'all. Iran. Did anybody see the deal that was struck overnight in the weekends in the middle of the night in the dark with Kerry? Saudi Arabia's upset. Israel's upset. And we just going down the street. But Larry?
Done one very good thing. We may have just made Israel and Saudi Arabia allies.
It's strange bedfellows that's going on over there right now.
I mean, when you start talking about incinerating your whole country, people become friends real quickly.
Let me ask this. Because I know Larry and South Carolina and Sticks, they probably are more astute on this than I am. But Israel, Saudi Arabia, they're our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the headline reads. And this is from the Telegraph. It says, Iran nuclear deal. Saudi Arabia warns it will strike on its own. Saudi Arabia claims that they were kept in the dark by Western allies over Iran nuclear deal and says it will strike out on its own. Why are we alienated, the people who we claim to be our friends? What happened? Are we – what? I don't know. You know, because see, friends, you know, friends.
Huh? I'm going to tell you. President Obama, this philosophy is, this is my world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and the rest of y'all just have to worry about it. I know better. I know what's best for y'all.
It's a distraction as far as what I'm the way I look at it, Tracy, because, and I told you during the break, it's a distraction because the deadline to have the website fixed for Obamacare was this coming Friday, and that ain't going to happen. But since we're talking about it, let's be real here. I don't think Saudi Arabia is our friends. We have mutual interests or shared interests together. Because
did our interests just leave, just change?
Well, this goes all the way back to the president's embrace of the Arab Spring and how he was going to change everything.
He did. He killed a couple of people, and it's all changed.
Yeah, for the worse.
With change.
He said change.
Change
you can believe in.
You believe in change, you got change.
You got
so
change.
What's wrong with change?
He didn't lie there. But
and it changed for what he wanted to do.
It didn't serve our interests as a country.
It didn't serve his interests. It didn't serve our interests.
No.
It served his.
It serves his. He's got a.
So his foreign policy is what? Because now Al Jazeera is. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Al Jazeera is now.
They have a place here.
Right, they're
that
here.
Was Al Gore's.
Right, Al Gore made that happen.
Mm.
President Obama is blowing up the Middle East. He's alienating our friends. Am I missing something here?
Well, you got to see who's actually around
people,
Obama.
And all these people ran for president.
Because I did not know this. You've been talking about the mysterious woman behind the curtain of Valerie Jarrett.
Right.
Do you know her background?
Yes. Okay. I know her background. Do you know her background?
Well, I didn't know
yeah,
where
you
she.
You know her background?
Yeah.
South Carolina. Do you
yep.
know her background?
I
What's
sure
her background?
Sure.
Somebody tell me her background.
She's black.
She's Iranian.
Iranian. She's from Iran.
She's black.
Her family.
No, she's black. I looked at her skin.
She's Iranian. look who Hillary Clinton's number one confidant, her aide, it's been all the way through, was it Huma that married the mm-hmm. disgraced congressman?
Wiener.
Mr. Wiener?
Yeah. She's Palestinian, I believe, right?
Okay. Got ties to the Muslim Brotherhood.
And you go and look at a lot of the things that have come around and people in key positions, it's the Muslim Brotherhood. And, I mean, Sticks and I was talking about this. You put two the only thing that the Sunni and the Shia can agree on is their hatred for the United States. But be that as it may, they hate each other. And it goes all the way back to, 632 when the Prophet Muhammad died. 80% or the bulk of them, which was Sunni, that makes up today's Sunni, decided that the heir to the political thing that was Islam mm-hmm. then and the government control should go to his children.
Right.
The other, who is now the minority, is the Shia.
Right.
And they are the ones that are over there fighting in Syria because it's not a Syrian civil war. Syria was invaded.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Well, Egypt wasn't even Muslim. Up until they were invaded. Islam has been propagated throughout the world by the sword.
Not, it's not like Christianity where they tell you to spread Christianity. You're going in and talking
convert
to people about, yeah, in Islam it's either convert or die or pay that, what do they call it? It's a tax that they call
dhimmi.
It. Yeah, dhimmi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pay a tax and they take your money.
Are you cool enough now?
I'm freezing now.
The jizya. It's called the jizya.
What's that, Alabama?
The
jizya. And what is a jizya?
That's the tithe that
that's
you have
the
to
tax.
Pay to the Islam.
How much you pay?
Whatever they want.
They
and you can't own
to.
Land.
Oh. Well, you can't own land in America either.
It's like an indentured servant type of deal where you, or what do they call the sharecroppers?
Yeah, it's a tenant farmer.
Ooh. So do you think this is a bait and switch?
I do, because it's not a policy. I mean, he hasn't embraced Israel since day one. I mean, and you know, you if we do have
why does Israel keep on backing him? Why do the Jews in America keep on backing him?
Same way African Americans do. I mean, what has he done for us? He took care of the the alternative lifestyle people. He's taken care of Hispanics. He's taken care of all the unions. He's taken care of all the groups, but the only group that supported him 98% was African Americans in everything. Every major economic indicator that you measure yourself on as a group,
right?
We will have taken a step back. Even liberals, and that's not Larry saying that. That's a liberal journalist who supports
mm-hmm.
Obama. That's his words. Travis Smiley said that.
So why do they keep on? Oh yeah, he did. But why do we keep on? Okay, let me ask you this. If you know that fire burns, why do you put your hand back in?
What did they say? Who is? I can't remember who said it.
History
has to repeat itself. History has to repeat itself because no one was paying attention the first time.
Right. What did you say, South Carolina?
Because they're smarter than everybody else.
No. Alabama. South Carolina, smarter is not me putting my finger. Listen, if the pot burned me the first time, putting my hand back in the pot without turning the fire off, it'll burn me a second time, if I'm not mistaken.
No, because see, they're going to use a different strategy this time. You know
what?
They're gonna
use the other hand
because they're going to go back to the drawing board and figure it out a different way. See, Obama and his cronies, they think that they can make socialism work. They can make socialism work. They can make the Islamic fanatics. They can make them more civil, and they can cure everybody's ills by giving everybody the best health care they think that we need to have. Now tell me something. How are all those working out for us? Neither one of them has succeeded. Period.
Socialism cannot work in America. But then Sticks and I had a conversation.
It can't work anywhere.
But now Sticks and I had this conversation.
Socialism works great until you run out of other people's money.
Well, no, it still works.
I mean, yeah, think about it. When you run out of other people's money, then it quits working. That's what we mean about that.
It still works. Socialism does work.
On paper.
It works for some people. It may not, you may not like the position that you're in, but it does work. But let me ask you this. If socialism does work in some places or does not work, 6 to 9 during the break, we were having a conversation about Social Security.
Yeah.
And I told him that you can't take Social Security away from people because I don't think it will, you can't stop taking my check. He says you can wean it out, but you can't wean it out without still taking my check. You can't see, well, you won't give me, they won't give me the opportunity to opt out because they need my money to fuel the, with the spending today. If they said, well, listen.
They don't need your money.
Oh, they have to have my money.
More.
No, no, no. They have to have the money that's coming in because Social Security never had a line item of its own. They've always put it in the general fund. That's why there are something like $50 billion of your, even your, the mail, the postal service that they put into a pension fund based on legislation. And that's why they keep on cutting back is because they have 100% of pension insurance, self-insured.
Mm-hmm.
For people who haven't even been born yet to work for the post office.
Right.
You got to understand, you can't. You got to have my money. You won't let me opt out and keep my pension, my Social Security.
Social Security was a Ponzi scheme from the day it was started.
So,
but the problem was it worked then really well because you had 12 for one.
Well, it was even more than that. I think it was 33 to 1 workers putting in that were collecting. But the Ponzi scheme, it was really just another tax because the age of retirement to collect food. It was 62. That was the life expectancy back in 1939.
And not only that, while FDR was pushing this program, he was telling everybody it was a private account with your own name on it.
That's a lie.
And all the while he was telling the American people that, behind their back, he had his lawyers going through the court system to get it ruled as a tax. People don't understand. Social Security, by law, doesn't have to give you a dime of your money back.
But do you understand what I'm talking about? They won't allow me to opt out.
No, and they won't.
And so how are you going to phase it out if you still have to have my money every month?
Because you've got right now, I think right now is the perfect time to start talking a 50-year phase out.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said, but let me finish this. Because right now, if you talk to the average college kid, they're going to tell you they're not going to get a dime of Social Security.
And
these kids are smart.
Yeah.
These young people are smart. They know the system's collapsing around them. And if you come to them and you say, listen, here's the deal. We're going to phase this out over 50 years, and your children will not have to pay into it.
And you think, and okay, you're going to phase it out over 50 years.
Right.
My children won't have to pay into it.
By the time your children
but
come
you still
of
want
age,
my check.
By the time your children run out of that, by the time your children come of age, the system will be gone, and there will be some form of basically forced private savings in place.
But you want my check.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't have my check.
Because you're not going to get anything back.
I'm not going to get anything back anyhow, but you can't have they're going to take money from me anyhow.
But you're still paying, so here's the thing. Congressman Ryan talked about it. And the age that he cut off was age 50 right now. If you was 50 and above, everything that's promised to you is going to get there. If you're 50 and under, we got to have a conversation on how you would like it to look because what's been promised can't happen.
I got a problem.
And instead of having that conversation, he was demonized and they lost the election.
But I got a problem with this.
But
you're
going to have that conversation.
I got a problem
Everyone
with this.
Faces challenge.
I got a problem with this, Larry, because let me say it this way. You may be right, but the Ponzi scheme, fading down, fading out, you're still making me pay. So it's just like, you know, I pay. If you work for the government, you pay into Social Security and PERS, if I'm not mistaken.
I know you pay, I'm not sure. Do you still pay in Social Security? I'm not sure.
I believe
I know
so.
Teachers
I need to
don't.
Check.
I know teachers don't.
Teachers don't pay into Social Security at all?
No, I don't believe so.
I know they can't receive it, but you still pay into it. Because see, if I work, let me put it this way, and then so I don't have to get into the actual the details. If I work 20 years and pay Social Security, and then I go work for the government and I work the other 30 years, I can't get my Social Security out. You can't have both. If you were born before 1956, you cannot get it.
You cannot
have it out.
Get both.
Right. So why can't I get my money back?
Because, like Stick says, technically they don't have to give it to you anyway, the law is wrote.
That's right. They don't.
So
they don't owe you a dime.
So why do they keep taking money out of my check?
because the progressive FDR hornswoggled the people. See, every time somebody promises you something for nothing from the government, it's another way to get in your pocket and then screw you in the end.
Okay.
I mean, if you just look, you just take the average worker at 15% Social Security withholdings.
Yeah.
Figure that out at a 6% rate of return over 42 years. The average guy walks away with like $1.2 million. So they took your they took 15% of your check for the whole all the time you were working. You should have $1.2 million, and you're going to get maybe $2,100 a month.
If you live to that long.
If you live that long. And if you don't live that long, you don't get nothing. And when you die, your kids don't get nothing.
So come in.
So was this system a really good idea for the average American?
It never
no.
has been. But my question is, why do you keep taking money out of my check?
Because we've got to feed the beast.
And they're not going to stop feeding the beast. Because the beast actually feeds their salaries. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I mean, think about it. That beast is actually feeding. They get a nice, healthy salary for nothing. Let me open that door for me.
You know, there is only one city in this country that's recession-proof, and that's D.C.
That's right. They got judges now. You know that, right?
Right.
And they're going to stack the courts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Starting with D.C.
No, the D.C. District Court stacked. Absolutely.
Right. So they don't need anything else.
So they can collapse it faster.
Absolutely.
I mean, this actually may be the best thing that ever happened to libertarians in this country.
Why is that?
Because when the economy falls apart because there are no jobs, because the EPA is out of control, OSHA is out of control, the unions are out of control, everything's out of control because they got their progressive pipe dream, and people are miserable, they're going to look for somebody else. And I just hope they don't go looking to a dictator.
They would never do that, would they?
Unfortunately, over and over and over in human history, they do.
It has happened. And like, how do you think Hitler got in there? He promised.
Weimar Republic.
Yeah.
And hyperinflation.
You really think that America could become that way?
Yes.
Larry?
Nobody would have.
South Carolina?
If somebody would have came to you and told you that 30 years ago that Detroit would be like it was, like it is today, you'd have laughed at it.
Tracy?
No. Am I lying, Tracy? 30 years ago, Detroit? 30 years ago.
20 years ago. Yeah.
You'd have laughed at me if I'd have told you it's like it is right now.
Yeah.
But my daughter still lives up that way, and she's outside of Detroit. Nobody lives in Detroit. But
you can't afford to live in Detroit.
Yeah, but it is what it is. They have whole blocks up there that nobody lives in.
You can't live. Youngstown was that. It was and is that way, and if it had been for Marcellus and Utica Shale and some other things happening in here, it would be worse than it is right now.
But,
right.
But do you think in 1921 Germany, if somebody would have said, this is what's going to happen in the next 20 years,
they'd have laughed at you.
There's no way that can happen to us. We're a prosperous Western, republic.
Let's just be honest here. The $16 trillion that we're in debt, or actually 17 now, right? $17 trillion. We ain't never going to pay that back. Can't.
So what's he going to do, forgive it?
Like he's talking about, when the system collapses, when nobody will buy our debt anymore, which they're starting to do. China's starting to already say that they're not going to. China's sitting on like $4 trillion worth of foreign currency, of which almost $2 trillion of that is in U.S. dollars. They're not doing it anymore. I mean, they've been running a de facto war against us for the last, ever since they got most favored trading status on that. And that happened under who? Was that Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
but I mean, they've been at war with us, currency like that.
Mm-hmm.
They kept theirs artificially low, so they could sell their products to us,
right.
And we bought them wholesale.
Right.
Because I mean, go into a dollar store now, and I challenge you to pick up anything that you buy in that dollar store that's made in the U.S.
Right. Well, and the thing is, my brother-in-law works for for the largest privately held corporation on the planet, Schaeffler Group. And they did a study And they keep hollering, it's labor, it's labor, it's labor. It's why all the jobs are overseas. It's not. The labor cost is minusculely different because you're dealing with exchange rates and you're dealing with transportation costs.
Right.
The reason we're losing everything in this country, all the manufacturing, is taxes and regulation. You ask any CEO of a major company, and they'll tell you the first two things they look at when they locate a factory is taxes and regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We're taxing and regulating ourselves out of the world market.
There was a candidate that ran for president that talked about that.
Who?
The one that was demonized for shipping jobs overseas, which he did not do. But, you know, what he's talking about is Romney talked about that. He actually talked about having a corporate profits amnesty.
Yeah.
And here's what it was. Right now the United States has the highest corporate tax.
They say it's the worst place in the world.
It's the worst than anywhere. Take that to 15%. Tell these companies, okay, we're going to stop
bring
this,
your money offshore.
Bring you offshore. Because what they do is you have, like, let's say Apple, for instance.
Yeah, they're offshore.
Apple has a thing down in the Cayman Islands or Swiss, wherever it's at, wherever they have lack of banking or, you know, private banking. They have a offshore all their profits from overseas or parked there. Now,
right.
If I'm over here and I need that money to do stuff, operations here in the United States, I take a loan
from another corporation.
From another corporation that this corporation may be as big as this room we're in. That's all it is. And they take a loan from it.
I'm with it.
And then they get to write their taxes off on that loan.
540, your mic is on.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tracy. It's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Doing okay. A little cold outside here, but just catching up on some of your conversation. And as a Christian, I take a little bit different view of what's going on currently, and I've been doing some research. And if you want to get into where the United States is headed, Tracy, and get a reality check, look into the book of Revelation. You familiar with it at all?
I am. I've never been able to read where America's in it, but go ahead.
That's the bottom line. That's the point. When Revelation fulfills, the United States will not be here as it currently exists. It will self-implode.
Can I say this to you? But do I have to, you know, I understand that. But do I have to accelerate it?
Well, I've just spent some wonderful time with my daughter and several of my grandchildren, eight of which I have grandchildren. And it breaks my heart because they're inheriting this future that we're now discussing. And it's very bleak. And they're oblivious to it.
But my question is, I believe that you are right, but I don't believe that I believe that the world, the country is on fire, but I don't believe that we have to put gasoline or an accelerator on it. And what I believe America is doing right now is we are actually putting accelerators on our future going forward.
Well, I don't disagree with what you're saying. The point is, what do you do, what do I do to change that paradigm? We as individuals
you begin to tell the truth.
Yes,
we can. Yes, we can.
People don't want to hear the truth, Tracy.
But it's not about what they want to hear. It's what we're going to tell. And you always have to tell the truth. The problem The church is, and if you want to go there for just a few minutes, because I got to take a break in a second, the church doesn't want to stand up and take a bullet for the truth.
Tracy, just to co-sign what you're saying, though, Tracy, you got to look at the same situation and say the church is like a salt in being a preservative, which holds back the decay and rot that happens. So just like in Israel, there were times where judgment was spoken, but they would repent, like I think it was Ezra, and God would restore the people. So I think there's some truth in, you know, fighting for what's right. Let's just not lay down, take this real passive, lay down, let it go to hell in a handbasket, because I'm going to heaven and I'm good. Let's not, you know, and I'm sure that's not what you call us saying, but I'm just saying there are some people that think like that.
And I agree.
That's certainly not what I'm saying, and I appreciate you picked up on that nuance there, but the inevitable is just that. It is the inevitable. This country as a whole regardless of the fact that it was founded on Christian Judeo ethics, has so far diverted from that and has become so anti-God and anti-Christian that we are going to begin to reap what we have sown. And there is no way to stop that from happening. There, you know, these people that are, you know, so anti-God, they want him even out of the churches, and they don't want him in the courts, and they don't want him in school. Well, they're getting what they wanted, and unfortunately, they're going to stand here and swallow this bitter meat that's coming with it.
But what I'm saying is, there is a time there right now. I'll put it to you. This is the analogy that I use. If you look in the Bible and in the book of Acts, there was a man named Stephen, and Stephen was stoned to death while preaching, but he kept on preaching. No matter what they tried to do to him, they kept on doing it. Most preachers that I know, most of them, they won't. You can't throw a pebble on them or stand in the rain and think you and tell the truth, because they don't want to get hurt.
I would agree. And Tracy, so, the book of Revelation also mentions the seven churches.
And you're right.
The lampstands are currently being removed from the false prophets' churches, and they will fall just like the rest of them.
But I'm not concerned about the people falling like the rest of them. I'm talking about the people who are following the people who do not understand that we need to stand up and take the bullet. Take the stones, and if we die for what we believe in, keep on dying. It'll be okay. But right now, we're completely silent, and we're trying to do things in a methodical way and an easy way, and that's not how this is going to work. See, captain goes down with his ship.
The thing that I'm seeing is they're so busy worrying about who I'm going to offend that they're silent. Listen, if I offend you to save your life, so be it. We've actually convinced ourselves, you know, that we can't say something because we don't want to offend someone.
Dr. What was his name? He was here last week.
Carson.
Dr. Ben Carson. They asked him, "How could you do this?" He said, "It's just common sense." Mm. Sometimes you just got to take up for common sense, speak what's on your mind, not be politically correct, tell the truth, and it's okay. I mean, I know America's not in Revelation, and I know that Jesus is on his way. But every time I read something from the early 19th century, I found that they thought that Jesus was on his way then, too. And Paul and Peter, when I read there, I thought they said that Jesus was on his way then, too. And he's coming back like a thief in the night. He's going to take his church out of here, and destruction is going to come. And we see it happening because we are in the end days, and we are in the times of sorrow. But while we're here, we need
to
do something about
here,
it.
We are to share the truth of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ,
in every aspect. But even those that will not hear. It is nothing, because I don't know who's hearing and who's not hearing, because if I know as a child, my mother did not think I was paying attention, but in the end, she found out that I was listening even though I was not hearing, because we don't know who's hearing and who's not hearing. But what I'm saying right now is the church, the people who call themselves born-again Christians, need to align themselves with the Word of God and with the love of God. We quote a bunch of scriptures. We say a whole lot of stuff. We're very judgmental. We don't show love. We don't show compassion. And we all is us. It's us four and no more. So as we walk into Thanksgiving in this holiday season, we ought to share this love all year long. And we don't. Not even towards one another.
No. You're right.
I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Unique. Individualized.
Here on WSOM AM 600, the number is 347-945-5229. Hey, guess what, guys? Guess who's here?
He lives.
Obama.
Hold on.
That's right. I said your mama. Da-da.
Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl.
Your mama.
Here we go.
Back in the gold.
Here we go.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing
great.
There's
no Jeff sighting. We found him. We found him.
I rescheduled all my appointments to be here today.
On this day, just to hear from you.
But you know you're right. Yeah. After that whooping yesterday,
we took
he's
a
got, he's got his Browns.
Got his Browns.
Listen. I'm a Browns fan. Just because we ain't winning for a whole lot of doggone years, I can't say the other word. But Robin Harris said it a different way. Man.
What?
I was so disappointed.
Why were you disappointed, Jeff? Why?
Because we should have done better than that. Our front line just disappeared.
Jeff, it's the Browns. It's expected. I mean, it's been going on for almost 40 years
Larry,
now.
Larry, you have been my friend for many years. I cut Tracy loose yesterday. I cut her loose yesterday.
They traded me it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And I carried his horn and didn't go upon it.
You know, the scary part about this is earlier, I told you, Tracy, I was agreeing with Diva over Alabama.
Yeah.
And then I'm agreeing with Diva over this Steelers-Brown stuff, too.
Yeah.
When's Diva coming in here? I heard that she was coming in.
I don't know when she's coming. She may be in this week.
Who was y'all trying to hook her up with last week?
Steve.
I saw Steve Saturday.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff. Hey. It's Steve. That's my cat, though.
Steve.
We homeboys. We grew up the same neighborhood.
He's a good-looking brother.
He's a good brother, too.
There he is.
He's good people.
Oh, hi. So I want to appreciate my call, Bob calling in.
Wait, what did I do right? Dave Beatrice is giving me.
Oh, Dave Beatrice.
That's the local Democrat.
Listen, I saw Dave Beatrice at 8:10 this morning. The first thing he said to me is Jeff Green. I was like, do you know what time it is?
Oh, that was so great. I actually saw him on the dance floor.
He was so impressed.
He
was so impressed.
Hagen knows me already, so you know they were dicking around.
He was so impressed. I mean, you understand how impressed. I mean, he was. I was like,
yeah. He just posted on my site, and I couldn't believe it. He say, yeah, the Browns stink and all of that, and I don't need to hear about your politics. But when's your band playing? Said, when are we playing again? He done owned me. That's all right. I'm gonna let him be legal counsel for the band. Yeah.
Question is he? Be careful, Jeff, because I hate for you to go out a Republican, come back a liberal.
Now, come on.
That ain't happening.
You know that ain't gonna happen. Just like
I don't know.
You,
I got traded
I
yesterday.
Never be, you got traded. I traded you. I didn't trade I traded you.
You know what, Tracy? We're going to have to get off football and get on NASCAR because he's feeling like he.
Oh, no, I'm just it's good entertainment. You guys are having fun.
Oh, man. Now, Tracy is the one. I mean, I'm going to tell y'all a story as soon as we get off the air.
Oh.
I can't let
you. Let me ask y'all something, though. I want to ask a question.
Let them out because if I do. It'll be worse than Scandal on Thursday night.
Uh-oh.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Let me ask you this, Jeff, so we can you a Ohio State or Michigan fan?
Ohio State.
Okay, I'm back. I still love you.
Okay.
No, speaking of that, I just looked at the schedule. I don't know who that guy was said that the second half, we just played LSU, Mississippi State, second half. I really wish he would call back and say that again. That's not true. I'm looking right at them.
Well, here's the thing. What I think they were trying to tell you is Ohio State actually closed the gap with Florida State this weekend based on their strength of schedule. That's a fact. If you look at the BCS projections from a week ago, Ohio State closed the gap. Are they going to beat Michigan and Michigan State and leapfrog
Ohio?
Honestly,
it'll be a better game. No, it'll be a better game if it's Florida State against Alabama or Auburn. But if it's come on, man. We all winning games by seven at home against certain teams.
Here's what the Vegas would come off. Alabama would be favored over Ohio State. It'd be a flip of the coin with Ohio State and Florida State. And I see Ohio State, Florida State more than Bama and Ohio State. Bama's got the hardest road. They got a tough game against Auburn this week. Then, you know, depending on who wins, they could either be playing against Missouri or South Carolina, depending on South Carolina winning or losing this weekend. Or, I'm sorry, Missouri winning this weekend. They put Missouri plays Texas A&M.
Where are they this weekend? Missouri or College Station?
It's in Missouri. Missouri's got Missouri's
yeah,
nice little. There's another Kent alum. You know, Gary Pinkel's from Kent. Played with Saban at Kent State.
I'm not saying anything. My homeboy, I almost played at Wright State myself. I almost went to Wright State in Dayton.
Well, the thing that kills me about the SEC there, you're talking about it, two of the best teams in the SEC right now, Texas A&M and Missouri, this is their first year in the SEC. You pillaged them from the 12
first
and
year.
And he's lost to all the top-tier teams. Lost to all the top-tier teams.
Who?
And I tell you what, let's see what Texas A&M do next year when if Evans gone. Forget Manziel. If Evans leave, let's see what they do next year, that wide receiver.
You know, Texas A&M has benefited by the problems that Mac Brown's having at Texas. That's how you think Baylor's gotten as good as they are. I mean, there's some problems that Mac Brown's had at Texas because there's no way Texas should be as bad as they are. Texas
okay.
has always been in the Big 12. It's all or before
so,
that.
So what
you
saying?
Eight.
Because Missouri and Texas A&M are playing decent, somehow that shows that the whole conference is weak because these guys came in and
not saying
they're dominating
the
conference.
It's just that
you're
touting the SEC horn, and two of your top three teams come from another conference.
I mean, you
look at the bottom half of the SEC, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Tennessee.
Okay.
Nobody afraid of them.
But when you're talking about there are at least six teams, you can take those two out if you want. We're still talking about some real Ole Miss pushover. They almost beat Texas A&M. So we're not talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Did y'all just revert back to college football again?
Yeah, we're tired of picking on the Browns. It's been 40 years we've been picking on them.
They won't. Y'all tired of picking on Obama?
It.
Y'all taking them on Kerry, on the Middle East? But y'all get to football and NASCAR, and y'all just lose your mind.
Well, it's Tracy and friends, and we've been beating up on Obama. I mean, but we barely mentioned him today, did we, other than his failed Middle East policy.
So y'all went to football.
We're just waiting for the 30th to hear so I can get on and buy me some insurance.
What?
Hey,
Alabama?
Tracy.
Yes, South Carolina.
No, South Carolina. Listen, I got a question because I want to ask Diva. I want to ask. I know she's still there. I don't know if she's still there or not.
No, she's gone.
She's gone. Daggone it. I wanted to find out what she thought about the nuclear option because I remember a few years back she was talking about the nuclear option and the Republicans using it. I want to know what she thinks now that the Demos have used it. That's what I've been trying to find.
Oh, it's good now.
It's good now.
But, you know, I've been reading up on that nuclear option, Tracy, and, you know, I can't remember which commentator, maybe it was Rove or one of them saying Newt, that is going to come back to haunt them on Obamacare. If there's a way to be done with it, the nuclear option was that option. I don't agree with it. I didn't agree with it, and I agreed with McCain and what do they call them, the Gang 8 back then?
It was bad then. It's bad now.
It's bad now.
But they did it. And can you say what goes around? There's a song there. What song was that, Jeff? What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. What goes up? Was
but must come up? Down? There's something. There was
things you do come back around. Yeah, it is. This
mm.
What goes on?
Can I pick on Jeff for a little while?
Yes, you may.
Let me tell you something.
Please do.
Let me tell you something. I saw Jeff. There was a little band playing, and
at a private party.
I walk into
and find out that it's.
I got nothing to do with it.
Cheesing and greasing because she was at the kitchen table, with it like this. She had food like this just.
No, wait, hold on. No. I said pick on Jeff.
And I don't think she drank the wine.
Hold on.
There was
it's pick on Jeff.
Class,
Tracy on show.
A high class wine.
It's Tracy
and
show.
And a band in the living room.
Hold on.
And she didn't tell.
Hold on. Jeff, come in there with brown gear on a Sunday afternoon. but Jeff, that little man playing, he came all the way from Baltimore to play.
Baltimore? Okay. No, Detroit.
No, Baltimore.
He lives in Baltimore now.
Yeah. He came from Baltimore. He came all the way from Baltimore to the Mahoning Valley.
The thriving metropolis.
Jeff, the man didn't know a song. Jeff grabbed the mic. Now, Jeff was, I want you to know, Jeff was the repairman. Hold on. So the little lady was seeing him repairing the sounds, and he was the repairman with the brown suit on with no socks.
I had socks on.
Oh, no shoes.
No shoes.
The repairman.
White carpet, you can't wear shoes.
Jeff, I'm telling the story. Okay. Jeff come in, and the man didn't know the song. Jeff grabbed the mic, blew the little man out the way. Next thing I know, Jeff's singing lead and got the horn in his hand. And the little lady said, I thought you was the repairman. I met you working on the TV. I ain't lying, Larry. That's how the story go.
Did little, you get video?
Wait a minute. Little man.
May have.
Did you get video?
Little man was mad.
Well, he didn't know the song.
He didn't have nothing to do with it.
He should have been paying you.
Hold on. To the left. Wait a minute. How you not know the words?
Now kick, walk. He tried to grab it back and go back to it, and still messed it up.
Wait a minute. Everybody know. How you not? Six, you know the words?
He probably heard that at the wedding a couple weeks ago.
Do your dance.
How you not know the words? I had to break. Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff. But I say no. But I just want to know, how you going to do that? Just pick on Jeff Day. You going to talk about football now.
Little dude was mad.
He wasn't mad.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't mad. He was wrong.
He wouldn't get his horn. Picture with this guy's camera. And
he wouldn't got
his horn.
Jeff wouldn't got his horn.
They told me to go get my horn.
Out the car.
Oh,
he, don't put the reed in the put the reed in and picked it up and started blowing.
Did you hear him when he said, the drummer who I played gigs with between here and Cleveland. Okay, he said, "Hey, he's a horn player." He said, "What? You got your horn?" And I had my strap on because I played
Jeff
the church.
Don't be trying to clean up what you had.
I played
the church. Jeff pulled a horn at his back. It was almost like one of them, what is this, a kazoo?
Yeah.
He pulled it out of his back pocket, and horn just came out, and it was Jeff. I'm like, you, how did he get here? In the middle of nowhere.
With no shoes on. Oh.
In the snow.
With his brown gear. What day was this?
Yesterday.
Sunday.
Uh-huh.
After they had gotten a whooping?
No, it was during the whooping.
No, it was during the whooping.
You didn't have to see it live.
I saw it.
Oh.
I put the TV in. You know,
I'm just saying.
Hey, check out his Facebook. Okay. I told you to check out his Facebook page. You saw it.
Killing me?
Oh, everybody been on you, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. The whole show been about Jeff.
We was worried about you.
We thought you were suicidal.
Ben looking for you?
Yeah. We were afraid you were suicidal. We really were. I mean, it was so bad.
How you going to come in here at 3:30?
I never watched football.
Black little spiders on grapes. That's why I'm here. I come in at 3:30 because I had to work for a living, Tracy. You sent me out in the streets. I've been walking up on Tracy in very delicate situations, and I'm just wondering what the heck is going on here. Y'all, I got stories to tell. As soon as she ain't here one day, I'm going to tell them all.
I'm going to be here.
I quit going to meetings.
I quit going to meetings.
I don't do the rotary no more. When the governor come to town,
I don't know the governor. Governor who? No.
And I'm gonna be right here.
No, Larry, don't believe
it. Spilling the beans.
No. What beans? Ain't no beans.
You watch this.
South Carolina, listen. I need some help. I need some reinforcements. You a big guy.
The real Tracy
Winbush. South Carolina, I'm going to need a little help here.
Here you go on me. Yeah, I got you. Here you go.
Ain't nothing personal. Uh-huh. You know you're my brother.
Well, this is personal to me, and I told you.
You're my brother.
I resigned. And you know where I'm going to work at.
Well, you know what? Then Six grew out in the country, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So he got to be able to do the harmonica.
Six, can you play a harmonica?
Ooh. No. Spoons.
Okay. Well, he could do the spoons with him.
Who won NASCAR this weekend, though?
No, NASCAR's over.
It's over. Oh, Jimmy Johnson, the man.
Jimmy Johnson won the championship.
That's right. He sure did.
Six time, right?
Hold on. Wait, I got to go back to spoons. Huh?
You can do the spoons.
Don't they start again in January?
I used to be able to. Well,
we got a band.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
You got a brand
new
band?
I'll dance, but I don't have any musical talent at all. Can't sing, can't dance.
I found a song yesterday that said they only did one note.
Really?
And I saw the girl blow with one note. So it's one note. There's a couple songs with one note.
You can sing because you got a good voice.
No, I can't sing.
Yeah, you can sing.
They won't let me
sing. On a spoon.
I've been trying to get Jeff to hand me a mic for a long time. He won't do it. But yet, he take everybody else's mic.
Oh,
coming
he take
out.
It.
Yeah.
He just bogarted that guy.
I'm trying to tell you.
Say, get off.
Let me show you how this is done.
I thought it was a plan because somebody made the poor man go move his car.
Jeff.
They asked for his keys. He going to stand right there.
Jeff.
What?
Wow.
I wonder how Jeff got there. Don't explain.
See,
no,
I've got you.
I was hiding.
It's afternoon with Tracy and friends, and guess what?
What?
I'm a out you on your own show.
You wouldn't care.
You think Valerie Plain got outed?
Just don't do me
No.
He's gonna scooter you.
Just don't do me like Huck.
He's going to scooter you.
Yeah, buddy.
No, Jeff, you know you're my brother.
now you're friends.
Trace, you can come to the house. You know we're going to have good food
holiday. Jeff, you are my friend.
But my house, it take four of my houses to make one of those houses.
Jeff.
And I love them. You know what?
What?
I ain't mad one bit. I love those people. But I'm going to just tell you.
What?
I walked up on Tracy in tender situations, and I just can't.
Uh-oh.
You know what, Jeff?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Jeff.
We got to be PG here, but once
Jeff,
it's over, we got about three minutes.
Yeah.
Sweetie, you're my friend.
And not only
you know
that.
You know you're my boy.
Not only that.
Jeff.
The visiting guy was hitting on her from the
Oh, so you know.
I think you ought to talk to me.
Did that not happen? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I plead
Ladies
nothing.
And gentlemen,
well, hold on.
Tuesday.
Call me Barack Obama, huh?
Yeah, you don't
know
nothing.
I know nothing.
She's a star.
It's my program,
yeah.
But I didn't have nothing to do with it.
I didn't know about it. I had to read about it in the Vindicator.
You know, you my closest friend.
Yeah.
You can't dog a sister. I'm your sister.
I told you.
What?
You are done.
Didn't I carry your horn?
Yeah, you did because I left it.
Hey,
trying to get out of there.
Don't be talking about him. We're going to laugh our way out into the... Because, you know, it's Thanksgiving week.
Yeah,
Mary,
I'll be nice.
What you going to do for Thanksgiving this week?
Well, actually, my father, myself... My son and my nephew were going down to, it's called the Point of Light in East Liverpool. They feed about 500-600 people.
Yeah,
that's where Mike used to go.
Yeah. Mrs. Carter.
Yeah.
She's in the nursing home now, but
really?
Yeah, Mrs. Carter's not doing well, but, this is a woman I got, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
She was so good at what she did. Oprah wanted her to come. She was going to fly her out. She was named President
Bush
the first.
Thousand
of Poison Light. Mm-hmm. And Oprah wanted her to come out there. She told Oprah she was too busy. Oprah brought her whole show to East Liverpool for this woman.
That's right.
I mean, she her thing was nobody was ever going to go hungry.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and her husband worked at the mill, and he wanted to retire, and he said he couldn't retire. He worked another 10, 15 years because he said she kept buying all these houses. She has a music house. She has a library all around her house.
I've never been down there.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, wonderful woman. But we're going to three generations along, we're going to serve Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow, that's good. Well, I'll be back tomorrow. Jeff won't be here, so I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSO AM 600. We'll see you tomorrow.
Some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and Friends.
Hello?